love, peace all over the world. Martin Luther King was shot and was killed tonight in Memphis.
I will never say that progress is being made. If you stick a knife in my back 9 inches and pull it out 6 inches, there's no progress. You pull it all the way out, that's not progress. The progress is healing your wound that's below me.
I think I'm hearing revolution.
But the hard truth is that not everyone is sharing in this city's splendor and glory. There are more poor than ever, more families in trouble, more and more people who need help but can't find it.
A struggle against the common enemies of man, charity, poverty, disease, and war itself.
That all men are created equal. Yet many are denied equal treatment.
And so we say to all in this nation who dare listen to us, black, white, Jew, Gentile, Asian, Latino, that we are brothers and sisters in a long and difficult struggle.
Welcome, 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 welcome to the morning wake-up call. This is Liz Brown. You need to get up. You need to get to me. 454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much, much, much to talk about. It's a rough world out here. It's a rough world out here. I don't know. It's a rough world. Folks can't get no love. Folks can't get no love, huh? And quite frankly, I really hate to see this. Quite frankly, I really, really, really hate to see this. It makes me concerned. Concerned about the world that we're living in, and concerned about people learning from their mistakes. Front page of the New York Times. It doesn't look good. Karl Rove, the president's chief political advisor, is struggling to steer the Republican Party to victory. Huh. His word is no longer gospel? No, listen to him. No, my advice to you is listen to him. He knows what he's talking about. Republicans, listen to Karl Rove. Some people are out and out disregarding Rove's advice, despite his reputation as the nation's premier strategist. They're criticizing Bush on his policy. They are avoiding public events with the president and with Karl Rove. Oh, come on, y'all. There's nothing wrong with hanging out with Karl Rove. I don't know what the... You know what? You need to listen to Karl. Ain't that something? Ain't that something? Influential. And this is on the front page of the New York Times on Sunday. The front page of the Sunday New York Times. Influential conservative commentators have openly broken with the White House, calling into question the continued enthusiasm of evangelicals, the economic conservatives, and other groups. Huh? How could that be? Lord, has there been a sea change? Has there been a sea change? Y'all need to get up and get to me. We have much to talk about. Stay with me.
Congress aren't the only ones up late at night. Join the Conspiracy Hunter every weeknight from 11 to 1. That's right, the decent guy Don Griffin will be flying his black helicopter under cover of darkness with night vision at the ready to uncover what's going on in Washington and around the world. Tune into the Conspiracy Hunter Monday through Friday from 11 p.m. to 1 a.m. on Radio Free St. Louis, AM 920 WGNU.
This is Mitch Washington of the St. Louis office of Edward Jones, located at 200 North Broadway downtown, inviting you to tune in to Radio Free St. Louis for the WGNU Stock Market Recap, weekday afternoons immediately following the 3:30 traffic update. Find out how your investments are doing and how the numbers on Wall Street are affecting you. That's the WGNU Stock Market Recap with me, Mitch Washington, weekday afternoons at 3:30 on Radio Free St. Louis, AM 920 WGNU.
Single female, in search of companionship, male or female, must be willing to give and receive unconditional love. Must be affectionate, playful, cuddly, willing to be by my side through good times and bad, not run away when they see what I look like in the morning. Must be willing to cheer me up after a rough day, likes to go for long walks or runs, want to sit by my side while I watch a movie that makes me cry. A companion that will be there when I get home and be excited to see me when I walk in the door. A companion that won't judge me or take me for granted. I know you're out there. I just wish dogs could read.
To find the companion of your dreams, go to www.strayrescue.org to find out about weekly adoption events, volunteer opportunities like foster parenting, dog walking, fundraising, and more. Stray Rescue of St. Louis is a non-for-profit organization operating two no-kill shelters in the St. Louis area. For more information, call 314-771-6121 or go to www.strayrescue.org.
Informative, educational, provocative. This is the award-winning Morning Wake-Up Call with Liz Brown.
I know I'm praying for much too much, but could you send back the only man she loved? I know you don't do it usually, but dear Lord, she's dying to dance with my father again. Every night I fall asleep, and this is all I ever dream.
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back. Dance with my daddy. 454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. My name is Liz Brown. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have all kinds of stuff to talk about. 454-0400 is the phone number. 454-6609 is the fax. Don't forget, this show is archived daily at whiterosesociety.org, whiterosesociety.org, and my email is revolution@lizbrown.com, revolution@lizbrown.com. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much, much, much to talk about. Huh? More GOP. That would be the greedy old party. More of those districts are counted as vulnerable. What will happen? What would happen? What's going to happen if the Democrats take over the Congress? Huh. Facing the most difficult environment since they took control of Congress, you think? You think? You think? You look at a Congress that has had 5 weeks vacation. That's just in the summertime. Howard, would you like 5 weeks free vacation? One day would be nice. One day would be nice. 5 weeks paid vacation they got. 5 weeks. That's just for the summertime. And look at the stuff that they've done. How's that minimum wage thing working out there? Huh? How's that minimum wage thing working? They got all those houses built down there in along the Gulf Coast from Katrina. No, bump the houses. Have they picked up all the trash from Katrina yet? Did you hear about the seniors with the new program, the prescription drug program? Remember that program? Remember how the seniors are supposed to be getting, this is supposed to be a good deal for the seniors? Well, you remember Scotty McClellan? He's the guy that used to be the spokesperson for Boy George. Snowjob has taken it now. Scotty McClellan's brother was the person in charge of the so-called prescription drug benefit for our seniors. Check this out. Thousands and thousands and thousands of our seniors were overpaid $200 to $300. They received checks for $200 to $300. And now they're supposed to pay that money back. Isn't that something? Thanks, Scotty's brother. Thanks, Scotty's brother. So these folks, they got 5 weeks off. And now it's time to come back and to go to work. Think how clear your head would be if you got 5 weeks vacation in the summertime. 5 weeks. 5 weeks, y'all. And this is the Congress that has worked the fewest days of any Congress since 1948. Ain't that some stuff? Ah! So anyway, so Republicans began their final 2 months of the midterm campaign. Bush's approval ratings haven't gone up. And I just have to throw this in here because I was just thinking this over Labor Day. These folks are shameless. They will look you in the face and tell you a lie and try to stare you down that you're the stupid one, that you, what you mean, am I lying? George Bush is looking us in the face and is saying that it's just coincidence that the midterm elections are in 2 months. It's just coincidence that the midterm elections are in 2 months. That's why I'm going around giving all of these pro-terrorist speeches. That's just a coincidence. That y'all think we stupid. Y'all think he's not going around giving any speeches on the minimum wage. And if you notice, if you follow the path of Boy George, if you follow where does he give those speeches about how great the war is going? He gives them in places where people will get in trouble for booing him. He goes to the military bases. They can't say jack to him. They can't hiss. They can't boo. They can hardly mutter under their breath without getting in trouble. Tell them to come over here. Tell them to come to the International Urban Institute and give a speech and see what the crowd's response is. But they act like they think we're stupid. Voters are not happy. Privately, many Republican strategists fear that there may be no way to prevent the Democrats from winning the House. One prominent Republican consultant, and all the people that are talking in this article are speaking, you know, don't say my name, baby. Do not say my name. But one prominent Republican consultant put the odds of a Democratic takeover at 75%. Another strategist that has worked as part of Bush's campaign team believes that there's a 9 in 10 chance that the Republicans will lose their 12-year-old House majority. Other Republicans believe that if we have aggressive local campaigns, we can win this. Even the chair, the Republican chair, Ken Melman, says Republicans ought to be concerned because we're in a very, very, very competitive political environment. Do Americans really feel? The folks that used to call me up and defend this war don't call me anymore. I understand, baby. I understand. So I don't, I listen. I try to get a sense of the people that are out here defend. When given the choice between which one do we defend, most Americans, I get the sense, want their economy protected. That's what I get the sense of. But what the greedy old party is going to do when they come to you during this election cycle, they're going to give you a choice between the competing philosophies of fighting terrorists and growing the economy. I say, you know what? Let's protect our homeland. cheaper than the way that we've been doing it now. And let's grow the economy. Let's grow the economy. One Republican says that they can lift the sagging morale amongst the traditionally Republican voters if we come together. Huh? Oh. The plan is that aggressive, excited, enthusiastic Democrats will inspire the Republicans to come out and vote. Not in this election. Not in this election. They say the Democrats still face an uphill battle in the Senate where the Republicans hold a majority of 55 seats. They need to gain 6 seats for a majority. Rhode Island, they see a change. Pennsylvania, they see a change. Ohio, they see a change. Montana, they see a change. Oh, well, looky, they see a change in Missouri as well. Huh. They would also have to win in Tennessee, Arizona, and Virginia while holding off the Republicans in Minnesota, Maryland, New Jersey, and Washington. Huh. One of the things that I want to talk about Jim Talent just for a moment, speaking of that. I want to talk about Jim Talent. I want to talk about Jim Talent and the places that he's been able to penetrate some of his stuff. I remember how we had a guest on probably a couple months ago. No, it's been more than a couple months. It's been several months back, maybe 6 months back. And we talked about one of the last lynchings in the United States. And we had one of the state representatives from Georgia on this was near Stone Mountain. And one of the state representatives talked about how Jim Talent had passed this piece of legislation to uncover, to continue to investigate. These unsolved civil rights crimes, huh? Well, when given an opportunity to go there and to speak to the people about his piece of legislation, Jim Talent said no. Ain't that something? So I think that he doesn't want to go and speak to black people about these things. He just wants to use black folks as an opportunity to tell them a lie about where he stands on things. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. +1 877 920 WGNU. You need to get up. You need to get to me. My name is Liz Brown. I'll be back after this. Stay with me.
Morning, St. Louis, 29 minutes after the hour of 6 o'clock and AM 920 WGNU. I'm Howard Morton. We'll look at this hour's traffic and weather. This hour's traffic is sponsored by McDonald's. Eastbound 78K, look for traffic to be building. Northbound 270 at Sappington and 44, that traffic is also building. Eastbound 40 from 141 to 270, look for normal traffic. Northbound 55 from Butler Hill to 270, expect very heavy volume in the right lane. Westbound 5570 onto the PSB, look for that traffic to start to stack up a bit, as well as westbound Kingbridge traffic's looking a little sluggish rolling into downtown at this hour. And northbound Route 3 looks slow heading onto the Poplar Street Bridge. That is a look at this hour's traffic. This hour's traffic has been sponsored by McDonald's. Start with a cup of McDonald's fresh brewed premium roast coffee. Add a warm, fresh made breakfast sandwich and bring your morning into life affirming focus. Wake up and smell your life. I'm loving it. Now, taking a look at your WGNU forecast for today, tomorrow, and Thursday. Patchy fog early this morning, mostly cloudy, 20% chance of showers this morning, partly cloudy by this afternoon, high in the mid-70s this evening, mostly clear, with a low around 60 for Wednesday and Thursday, pretty much the same both days. Look for partly cloudy on Wednesday with a high in the lower 80s, and on Thursday mostly sunny with a high in the mid-80s. Currently we have 63 degrees, Lambert Field is reporting 62. Stay tuned for more of Liz Brown and the award-winning Wake Up Call. It's up next. We'll take another look at your news, traffic, and weather in the 7 o'clock hour. I'm Howard Morton for AM 920 WGNU.
Connect Care, still connected to the community. Sometimes it seems like things are changing so fast that it's hard to keep up and hard to keep track. At Connect Care, we want you to know that, yes, there have been some changes, and yes, we are still connected to the community. At Connect Care, we still have a retail pharmacy open 8 to 5 Monday through Friday. At Connect Care, we still provide transportation to patients that qualify. At Connect Care, we still provide access to in-house laboratory services. At Connect Care, we still provide some of the region's best board-certified doctors. At Connect Care, we still provide urgent care. And at Connect Care, we still see patients on a sliding fee scale. Yes, changes have been made at Connect Care, but we're still connected to you. Connect Care, still connected to the community.
This is Shara Dalen. Join me for Women Inspiring Women every Wednesday afternoon on AM 920 WGNU. I'll be bringing my power tools, that is, power tools for women. Each week, I'll discuss who, what, when, where, and how to make it happen in your personal and professional life. So remember, join me, Shara Dalen, every Wednesday from 1 to 2 p.m. as part of Women Inspiring Women on AM 920 WGNU.
Everything's coming up roses.
Hey everybody, I'm Scott Cooper. I want to invite you to tune in to my show, Floral Design Inside and Out, every Tuesday at 10 a.m. right here on WGNU. Join me as I take you on a journey inside the incredible world of flowers. I'll entice you with ideas from weddings to home entertaining and so very much more. I'm all about flowers and a whole lot of fun. Please join me Tuesdays at 10 a.m. as we stop and smell the flowers right here on AM 920 WGNU.
This is the award-winning Wake Up Call with Liz Brown. Don't leave home without it.
Daddy was a soldier. He taught me about freedom, peace, and all the great things that we take advantage of. Once I fed the upon their faces as I treated them with respect. This is my Vietnam. I'm at war. Life keeps on dropping bombs and I keep score.
Welcome back to the Wake Up Call. My name is Liz Brown. 1-877-920-WGNU. That's 1-877-920-WGNU. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much to talk about. When we talk about what the Republican Party is looking like for this upcoming election, feel the burn. Republicans in at least three greedy old party incumbents are at risk in Connecticut and in four districts in Pennsylvania that could flip in November. In New York, Republicans worry that Senator Clinton will roll up such large margins that many GOP-held districts could be caught in the undertow. Republicans in Ohio are concerned. How greedy old party gubernatorial nominee Kenneth Blackwell is running far behind. See, and here's the thing. Here's the thing. I just love this. I just love this. Republicans are slapping themselves on their back, on this proverbial political backs, talking about, see, we put black people out there. Because Kenneth Blackwell is a man of African descent. And he is horrific. He is horrific. But he has done, but insofar as what he has done for the Republicans, he has bent over in a way that Barnum and Bailey would be so impressed. He has contorted his body, defying gravity, in an effort to bend over and bring to the Republican Party whatever it is they say. The reason that Boy George is in office today would be, I think, directly attributed to what Kenneth Blackwell, how far Kenneth Blackwell has gone to deliver cheats to the Republican Party. So how do folks, white folks, feel about Kenneth Blackwell? It's a Republican state. Ohio is a red state. It's not a blue state. It's a red state. Why is Kenneth Blackwell losing? Race trumps all. Race trumps all. Kenneth Blackwell was the Secretary of State. Folks said he won statewide. He ran in a red state, won in a statewide. So it seems natural that, goodness gracious, with such a high-profile fella like Ken Blackwell, why isn't he doing better? The answer is easy. The answer is really easy. The answer is real easy. Race trumps all. Race trumps all. I'm not going to hand over the governorship. It's one thing to be the Secretary of State, but you ain't going to be governor. Have you lost your mind? Indiana. Does Indiana want the Grand Ole Party? Well, three House incumbents could fall to Democratic challengers: Chris Chocala, John Hostetler, and Michael Sodrell. And to add to Bush's problems, the greedy old party's problems, freshman Governor Michael Daniels is in hot water over his decision to switch the county's time zones and to lease the Indiana toll road to a foreign consortium. Is it starting to catch up? And understand, Ohio and Indiana are the reddest of the red states. If they can't win there, good golly, Miss Molly, what's going to happen on Election Day? These, and when you add also, not only do you look at the polls, but you look at the color of the state. It's a red state. Ohio, Indiana, red states. Okay. What else is significant about that? Let me tell you. Not only are they red states, but they are red states with significant political organizations. These people have been winning races, and they've been winning races with really, 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 really effective teams. So help me. Help me. Tell me why they ain't winning now, and what does that do to the Republicans in Ohio and in Indiana? It demoralizes them. So you have a party that already has to fight hard, and the fighters are demoralized. How's that going to work out for the Republicans? They say the next 30 days are going to be crucial, because people will now start turning their attention to these elections. Each party is going to be trying to get into the news. That's why the Democrats, what is surprising is this letter that the Democrats have sent out has caught the eye of the media. saying that the Republican Party has a failed strategy in Iraq. Where did this letter get lost in the mail? What's taking you so long? And they're asking for Rumsfeld to step down. In fact, the Democrats are thinking that, you know what, I think we might be able to get some traction with this Donald Rumsfeld thing. You think? 1-877-920-WGNU. That's 1-877-920-WGNU. And if you want to email me, you can do that at revolution@lizbrown.com. That's revolution@lizbrown.com. You need to get up. You need to get to me. You think the Democrats could run on this issue? Opium harvest is at a record level in Afghanistan? You think the Democrats could run on that issue? That there's never been more opium? 50% increase of opium in Afghanistan. 50% increase of opium in Afghanistan. That's after we got there. After we have gotten there. 1-877-920-WGNU. Unbelievable. And what we're hearing from the executive director of the United Nations Office on Drugs and Crime, these numbers are alarming, you think? These numbers are very bad news for the Afghan government and the international donors who have poured millions of dollars into programs to reduce the poppy growth since 2001. This year's harvest will be around 6,100 metric tons of opium, a staggering 92% of the total world supplies. There is so much opium coming out of Afghanistan that it exceeds the global consumption by 30%. Do you hear me? There is so much opium coming out of Afghanistan right now that there is more opium coming out of Afghanistan right now than what people need, so much more, 30% than what people use. That's thanks to this administration. That's thanks to this administration. The harvest has increased by 49% from the year before. It's drastically outpaced the previous record of 4,600 metric tons set in 1999 while the Taliban government ruled the country. So again, help me again. What have the Republicans done? What have the Republicans done? What has this administration done? Oh, they've criticized the president of Afghanistan. Where did he come from? Where did the current president of Afghanistan come from? Karzai? Oh, yeah, Bush brought him to us. You're on the wake-up call.
Yes, good morning. How are you?
I'm outstanding.
That's one. I just called to say that's the reason we went over there. The opium started back up.
Well, then job well done.
Yes, job well done.
Job well done. Republican style.
Right.
Ain't that some stuff? They make more than 30%. Do you realize how much do you realize how much opium that is? 30% more than what the world already consumes. You think there's going to be a little bit of heroin problem around the world? You think there's going to be a bit of a heroin problem around the world? 1-877-920. That's why we went over there. 1-877-920-WGNU. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have so much stuff to talk about. 1-877-920-WGNU. I'll be back. Stay with me.
Dr. Laura Schlesinger. Join me weekday afternoons from 2 till 4 on AM 920. WGNU discusses the issues that matter most to you every day. And if you have a relationship problem with a friend, coworker, or family member, it really matters to me. So call me at 1-800-DR-LAURA. That's 1-800-DR-LAURA. Tune in every Monday through Friday afternoon from 2 until 4 and take on the day with me, Dr. Laura, on AM 920 WGNU.
This is your wake-up call global news update. Dateline Washington. The Bayer Pharmaceutical Corporation has admitted that the commercial long-grain rice supplies in the United States have been contaminated with trace amounts of genetically engineered rice that is unapproved for human consumption. The rice in question was genetically changed to provide greater resistance for herbicides, but it's not been tested by the FDA, and therefore it's not supposed to be on the market for human food. Bayer says it got authorization from the USDA to conduct field testing on the product between 1998 and 2001, but never filed for the right to have it commercially approved as food. Sources say the contamination was detected in January of this year by the Southern Farm Cooperative named Riceland when it tested rice in several storage locations and discovered a high quantity of rice that had the Bayer genetic trait. Riceland notified Bayer in the spring, but Bayer never notified the government agencies about it until July 31st. A public announcement never happened until the middle of last month. It appears the foot dragging may have been intentional because foreign rice importers were preparing to make their purchases from American food stocks, and there could have been a reason to reject the American product. There's no information to say that genetically modified rice can harm humans, but there's no information available to confirm that it's safe either. This is your wake-up call global news update.
Hello, I'm John Womack. I have a new show on WGNU called On the Table. Some of the things we'll talk about will be restaurants, food and wine trends, recipes, but really, we're just trying to help you experience great food and wine, whether you're at home or out on the town. So if you love great food and wine, you'll love On the Table. Be listening every Tuesday at noon here on WGNU.
Starting your day with information you can't get anywhere else. It's the award-winning Wake-Up Call with Liz Brown.
Down by the river, taking off my shoes, jumping in the water, washing away these blues, down into the ocean, current takes hold, words already been spoken, tales already been told, hearts already been broken, already been healed.
Oh, do you want to be loved? Do you want to be loved for real? This is Liz Brown, 1-877-920-WGNU. Get up, get up, get up, get to me. We have much to talk about. Can I just ask this? Because sometimes, you know, sometimes I think that, okay, maybe I'm just not getting it. Does it seem like either he's insane or we're insane? George Bush, the Bush administration, has made poppy eradication a major facet of its aid to Afghanistan. Huh. Yet and still, poppies have increased. Poppy production, or the poppy crop, as they call it. Let's just be real. This is the prime opium growing region. It's increased in stunning and staggering ways. 6,100 metric tons of opium. Let me say that again. 6,100 metric tons of opium. It exceeds the amount that the world already uses of opium by 30%. Michael.
Good morning, Liz. How are you doing
today? I'm outstanding. How are you?
Well, I think the reason that the opium has gone up is because I think George might need some to get away from Cindy Sheehan.
Ouch. Ouch.
That's sad.
Ouch. It's stunning. It really is stunning. And granted, this is a story that is finally on the front pages of the paper, But it is a story that should never go away. That this administration, when they got to Afghanistan, they have increased the amount of opium that is out there to a record level of 6,100 metric tons. That's jaw-dropping.
So is crime, illiteracy, and anything else has gone wrong.
There you go.
I was also wondering, do you think, where everything is going on, do you think, with it being gift-wrapped and such, do you think that the Democrats and Independents could actually take over the House and Senate?
The numbers are that the Democrats could take over the House. The numbers are that the Democrats really could take over the House. They would have to get, I think it's 6 seats in the Senate to take over the Senate. If Missouri switches over, and the numbers are good that Claire McCaskill can win this race, it's conceivable.
Okay, I was also wondering, will they push for articles of impeachment?
See, with Nancy Pelosi there, I don't think so. I don't think so. I think it's incumbent upon us to make them do that.
Well, it's needed. It's needed very sorely. Thank you for your time.
All right. 1-877-920-WGNU. That's 1-877-920-WGNU. An unexpected reliability of problems. The Transportation Security Administration, the TSA, were they there before George Bush got into office? No. So then their entire success or failure is George Bush's fault, right? The TSA is suspending the installation of the only airport checkpoint device that automatically screens passengers for hidden explosives. Huh? Everything they touch turns to lead. You're on a wake-up call.
Well, good morning, Miss Brown. How are you this beautiful day?
I'm outstanding, Mac. How are you?
Speaking of heroin, it's a problem in my neighborhood. Heroin is on the increase in the neighborhood.
I guess that was practically free now.
A lot of young kids are using heroin. Lots of them. That's their source of high today. It's heroin. And I see it. I see it daily.
It's not just in
not just. It's, I know this neighborhood because I live in it.
Right, but it's all over the
young
country.
Young people are using heroin, and a good way, parents, for you to know: watch out around your homes for roll up toilet paper or roll up tissue that they have to stick in their nose because their nose do a lot of running. That's a sign of heroin being used around your home. And it's pitiful out here. Yeah, I think these politicians have scared the heck out of American peoples. American peoples are a scary nation of people. They're very scary. And that election is going to run on how scared you are on both parties, I do believe. Because they got the peoples on the run, and they just seeking office any way they can. And I really don't think it's going to be no different with the Democrats or the Republicans. All of them signed up practically for this war. Now they're coming back to your line. So I just don't know myself. I really don't know. We need a change.
But you're going to be voting on Election Day, right?
I am going to be voting.
All right.
On Election Day.
I know you're going to be voting on Election
Day.
Yeah,
I will be voting, but we need a change.
All right.
We need some sincerity out here.
Well, we also need some...
And I'm telling you, politician, when you mail that crap to my house, I'm going to address it right back to your headquarters, a lot of you.
Mm.
I'm sending it back to you.
All right.
Thank you.
1-877-920-WGNU. That's 1-877-920-WGNU. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much, 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 much to talk about. And if you want to email me, do that at revolution@lizbrown.com. That's revolution@lizbrown.com. Get up, get to me. Bob.
Good morning, Liz. How are you feeling this morning?
I'm outstanding. How are you?
I'm feeling gorgeous this morning. Liz, how did it go Saturday with your
Oh,
Saturday?
It went wonderful. It went wonderful. I want to thank everybody for coming out to the Urban Institute on Saturday. We had a wonderful turnout. We didn't get out of there until 1 o'clock.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, we didn't get out of there till 1 o'clock, and folks stayed. It was really nice. It was really, really nice.
Well, Liz, you always telling us about the good documentaries. Now, I think I got one for you that you haven't seen yet. You've got to go get this one's called On Native Soil. You heard of that?
No, I have not.
Oh, it is excellent. I hope some of the callers have heard of it. They didn't call in and verify, but it is excellent. It's got Condoleezza Rice making statements about she didn't know about the 2000 bombing. 2001 bombing, and then it's got contradicting herself. It's got Bush on there. It's really good. You got to go get it. It's in video stores now. It's called On Native Soil.
But what is it about?
About the bombing of the 2001 bombing of the
okay.
Twin Towers.
Okay.
Right. And it's about them catching the lies and just different stuff about how things went on. Just like your Loose Change or something like that, but it's a little different.
Okay.
So you get that.
Okay. Thank you so much. 1-877-920-WGNU. That's 1-877-920-WGNU. You need to get up. You need to get to me. The Bush administration has made poppy eradication a major facet of its aid to Afghanistan. They've criticized the guy that they put in, the president. On Saturday, the State Department spokesperson Joanne Moore had no immediate comment on the report that we now have in the world 6,100 metric tons of opium. Thank you, George. Job George Dunn. I'm Liz Brown. I'll be back at you. Stay with me.
It is time for us to use our power. Please do not beg folks for power. Nobody is going to give it to you. You were born with power.
The people who love peace all over the world. Martin Luther King was shot and was killed tonight in Memphis. I will never say that progress is being made. If you stick a knife in my back 9 inches and pull it out 6 inches, there's no progress. If you pull it all the way out, that's not progress. The progress is healing the wound that's below me.
I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. Tell me, brother, how is this
land? But the hard truth is that not everyone is sharing in this city's splendor and glory. There are more poor than ever, more families in trouble, more and more people who need help but can't find it.
Struggle against the common enemies of man, tyranny, poverty, disease, and war itself.
We believe that.
that all men are created equal. Yet many are denied equal treatment.
And so we say to all in this nation who dare listen to us, black, white, Jew, Gentile, Asian, Latino, that we are brothers and sisters in a long and difficult struggle.
For the issues that matter most, it's AM 920 WGNU, Granite City, St. Louis.
Here's the latest from ABC News. I'm Daria Albinger. The day after Labor Day is a traditional start to the fall campaign season, and with Congress more divided than ever, there's a lot riding on the November midterms. Chuck Todd is with the nonpartisan newsletter, The Hotline. He says it could boil down to one issue, Iraq.
If the voter goes into the polls and is thinking about Iraq, Democrats are going to have a big night. If the voters are going into the polls and thinking about terrorism, then Republicans have a fighting chance.
More from ABC News Chief White House Correspondent Martha Raddatz.
With the violence in Iraq still escalating and the president's approval rating still low because of it, the Democrats have staked their ground. In a letter to the president, the Democratic leadership called the administration's Iraq strategy a failure, saying this current path is neither working nor making us more secure.
President Bush says Iraq is an important part in the war on terrorism, and he will push his stand on the issue again today. Here's ABC's Ann Compton.
In a big speech midday, President Bush defines again the war on terrorism. He now calls it the long war. Congress is back one day after Democratic leaders sent the White House an extraordinary letter demanding a phased withdrawal from Iraq starting this year. Ann Compton, ABC News, the White House.
The Democratic leadership is also demanding that Defense Secretary Rumsfeld be replaced. The body of the crocodile hunter has been flown home to Queensland in Australia. Officials say a dramatic video shows Steve Irwin pulling a stingray barb from his chest just before he died. The countdown continues toward tomorrow's planned launch of the space shuttle Atlantis. NASA is hoping that the weather holds up. There's rain in the forecast late tomorrow afternoon. But for now, the space agency thinks that it can get the shuttle off the ground before the front moves in. Could be the break a lot of bands have been waiting for. The popular website MySpace.com says it'll start selling music of more than 3 million registered bands right to consumers starting later this year. ABC News.
Are you struggling with too much credit card debt, sky-high interest rates, late fees, over-limit fees? Having trouble just making the monthly minimums? We can help. We're Credit Card Relief. We've helped thousands of people become debt-free in months instead of years, all while saving thousands of dollars. Now, this isn't bankruptcy or one of those consumer credit counseling deals, and it's not a high-interest consolidation loan. It's Credit Card Relief. We have an outstanding record of performance and client satisfaction. We provide a complete credit analysis and free consultation with a local participating program attorney. If you're serious about getting out of debt, call Credit Card Relief right now at 866-580-9999. Don't wait for the collection calls to start. Call Credit Card Relief, 866-580-9999. The consultation is free and the relief is real. 866-580-9999. Not available in all states.
It's a battle over bear. Well, just about everything in one New England town. Here's ABC's Chuck Sievertson.
Some in permissive Brattleboro, Vermont wonder if it's time to deny some permission. It's not like this. It's about a group of teenagers testing the limits by disrobing near restaurants, bookstores, and the town's many galleries. Brattleboro is now looking into what type of nudity bans other towns have enforced. One teen says it's just an act of rebelliousness. A music festival promoting nudity in May attracted nude hula hoopers. Yes, yes. Brattleboro, though, might start to say no. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
You won't find tobacco on TV anymore, not ads at least, but you'll see plenty of it in movie trailers and kids' notice. A study by the American Legacy Foundation says more than 216 trailers that aired in the U.S. over the summer had a lot that showed tobacco use, about 14% too much for kids. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
Now, the local report from the WGNU Newsroom.
Good morning, St. Louis. This is Patrick Brandmeier with your WGNU News Update for the 7 o'clock hour. In the news this Tuesday, a young child is hospitalized after a fall at the City Museum near downtown. Authorities say the toddler fell about 20 feet through a gap in the tram area. Her mother was nearby, but apparently didn't see the gap. No details are available on the child's condition. The area where the child fell has been closed until the gap can be fixed. St. Louis police are looking for gunmen after a violent Labor Day weekend. Police say one person was fatally shot late Sunday night near Blackstone and Page. Then another person was shot and killed in a car near a gas station at Laura and Goodfellow early Monday morning. The victims' names haven't been released. Former President Bill Clinton will be the special guest at a Democratic Party rally in St. Louis this weekend. Clinton will attend the rally with elected officials, including Senate candidate Claire McCaskill, on Saturday at the pageant. The rally is part of a get-out-the-vote effort in the tight race between McCaskill and Republican Senator Jim Talent. Finally this hour, the end of the Labor Day weekend brings the start of the election season. The AFL-CIO spent the Labor Day holiday speaking out on issues that are important to the working class. Herb Johnson, a spokesperson for the AFL-CIO of Missouri, says there's one major issue of importance to Missouri voters.
In Missouri, a top voting issue is going to be the ballot issue. Minimum wage is going to be on the minds of a great many people who go to the polls, in my opinion. Those that will directly benefit from it, those who will indirectly benefit from it.
Johnson says issues like health care will also play a major role in the midterm elections. The AFL-CIO spent the weekend traveling the country as part of its $40 million member mobilization campaign. This WGNU News Report is brought to you by McDonald's. McDonald's Premium Roast Coffee is made just the way you like it. Taste for yourself. Get a free small coffee during Free Coffee Mondays. McDonald's, I'm loving it. That's your look at local news for the 7 o'clock hour. I'm Patrick Brandmeier for Radio Free St. Louis.
Good morning, St. Louis. 7 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock at AM 920 WGNU. I'm Howard Morton with a look at this hour's traffic and weather. This hour's traffic is sponsored by State Farm Insurance. Eastbound 70 at Bryan Road and 79, look for slow traffic there. Northbound 270 at Teslan Ferry and Marshall, look for slow traffic. Northbound 55 at Butler Hill and 270, heavy volume going on there. Westbound 270 at the Canal Bridge, look for slow traffic approaching the bridge. Westbound 270 from 367 through West Florissant, you've got slow traffic in pockets. Northbound Route 3, Northbound Route 3, westbound Kingbridge traffic, and westbound 5570 onto the PSB. Look for some slow delays there coming into the downtown area. And Hampton at West Park, there's a report of a disabled vehicle. The center lane is blocked. That is a look at this hour's traffic. This hour's traffic has been sponsored by State Farm Insurance. Switch to State Farm and your great driving record could help you get great discounts. Talk to Agent Greg Rollins in the Manchester area today and get your reward here and now. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Now taking a look at your WGNU forecast for today, tomorrow, and Thursday. Patchy fog this morning. Mostly cloudy. A chance of showers this morning, then partly cloudy by this afternoon, high in the mid-70s. For this evening, mostly clear with a low around 60. Wednesday, partly cloudy skies with a high in the lower 80s. And Thursday, mostly sunny with a high in the mid-80s. Currently, we have 63 degrees. Stay tuned for more of Liz Brown and the award-winning wake-up call. We'll take another look at your traffic and weather in the bottom of the 7 o'clock hour. I'm Howard Morton for AM 920 WGNU.
Revolution in the air.
Power.
very sad news for all of you, the people who love peace all over the world. Martin Luther King was shot and was killed tonight in Memphis.
I will never say that progress is being made. If you stick a knife in my back 9 inches and pull it out 6 inches, there's no progress. You pull it all the way out, that's not progress. The progress is healing the wound that's below me.
I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. Tell me, brothers, how can you stand?
But the hard truth is that not everyone is sharing in this city's splendor and glory. There are more poor than ever. More families in trouble. More and more people who need help but can't find it.
Struggle against the common enemies of man, tyranny, poverty, disease, and war itself.
We believe that all men are created equal, yet many are denied equal treatment.
So we say to all in this nation who dare listen to us, black, white, Jew, Gentile, Asian, Latino, that we are brothers and sisters in a long and difficult struggle.
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back to the Wake Up Call. My name is Liz Brown. You need to get up, you need to get up, you need to get up, you need to get to me. We have so much stuff to talk about. 454-0400 is the phone number. Get up, get up, get up, get up, get up, get up. Get to me. We have much to talk about. You're on the Wake Up Call.
Yes. Liz, good morning.
Good morning.
Liz, I wonder whether or not 6,000 metric tons of opium in acreage, does that represent President Bush's home state of Texas?
Don't know.
It could.
Don't
I wonder.
Don't know.
In acreage, 6,000 metric tons? All right, Liz, have a good day.
All right, now, thanks for your call. 1-877-920-WGNU. What Clark was talking about is an extraordinary story that came out on the front page of the New York Times, that opium is at a record level in Afghanistan. Oh, yeah, you know, the one that we're in control of now, the war that we won under Boy George, the war that we won. Opium, the harvest is around 6,100 metric tons of opium. That's a staggering 92% of the total world supply. So think about it. 92% of the world supply and 30%, this amount exceeds by 30% the total world consumption of heroin. Isn't that something? This is under Boy George. The Democrats should put it on a T-shirt and never stop talking about it. They should put it on a T-shirt. 6,100 metric tons of opium. That's how much has been grown in Afghanistan. That's the harvest. That is the harvest. That is true. That is true. 1-877-920-WGNU. And it seems like every single year that this administration has been in charge of Afghanistan, opium has flourished. There are some people that believe that the reason that it has is because that was the plan. And when you when you first say that, the folks out there are going to say, well, how could that possibly be? What's the other end of the explanation? If this wasn't the plan, then George Bush should step down from office right now. Because what has happened under his watch is he should step down from office right now. Opium in Afghanistan. 6,100 metric tons of it, thanks to Boy George. Democracy and opium.
Hi, this is Brett Rosen, letting you know my show will be on every Thursday from 10 o'clock to 12 o'clock. Yeah, I'll make you think. You may find yourself saying, oh my God, it burns, it burns. It only hurt for a minute. See you then.
Everything the engineer would move, when the engineer wanted a bite to eat, we let the monkey sit on the...
Recently in St. Louis, some changes were made in health care providers, and we at ConnectCare want you to know that sometimes change can be good. ConnectCare. Still connected to the community. ConnectCare is now your specialty care clinic hub. If you or your loved one is dealing with kidney disease, you can contact one of ConnectCare's renal specialists at our renal clinic, dedicated to improving the quality of life and providing optimal care for patients with chronic and acute renal disease. At ConnectCare, we have 14 specialty care clinics to serve your healthcare needs. Our specialty care clinic hub includes specialty clinics dealing with arthritis, ENT, GI, orthopedics, and a women's specialty clinic. At ConnectCare, the physicians and staff at our specialty clinics are committed to the philosophy that the best care is provided by those with the greatest commitment to their community. ConnectCare, still connected to the community.
Holy Family Parish in Cahokia will be having its annual Fall Festival on Saturday from 4 to 11 p.m. The festival will feature activities for guests of all ages. Admission is free. Refreshments will be available for purchase. In addition to Saturday activities, a special beer garden and fish fry will be held on Friday at 4 p.m. Food will be served until 8. The music and beer garden will continue until 11. To find out more, call 618-397-1596. Something for you from WGNU.
The people, the issues affecting your life, right here, right now, on the award-winning Wake Up Call.
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back to the Wake Up Call. My name is Liz Brown. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have all kinds of stuff to talk about. 454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. My toll-free long distance is 1-877-920-WGNU. Get up, get up, get to me. We have much, 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 much to talk about. 1-877-920-WGNU. Get up, get up, get to me. And don't forget that we are archived at whiterosesociety.org, whiterosesociety.org. That's where if you missed an hour, you can go ahead. You can get one of your hours, 1-877-920-WGNU. Get up, get up, get to me, huh? Ha, 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 ha. 1 of the things that I think that we need to look at and to talk about in our community and in our world is how we impact a upon the rest of the world. I think the measurement of who we are can be gleaned from that. And if we look at who we are and what we're doing and how we're doing it, it doesn't look good for some folks. The World Health Association is looking at what they're calling unexplained injuries amongst the dead and the wounded in the Gaza Strip. A report from the Hamas-run Ministry of Health said the injuries raised the possibility that Israel could be using unprecedented projectiles with radiant substances. Because what the doctors are seeing is burning down to the bones. Some of these injuries are burning down to the bone. Imagine that. Could you imagine a burn, something touching your skin and burning it all the way down to the bone? In other cases, they have found evidence of internal organs that have been ruptured without any obvious signs of shrapnel. Why does that happen? Dr. Juma Al-Sakaya, the director of public relations, said the injuries presented by some victims were very strange. In some cases, they have opened the abdomen and found very fragmented organs. And this is despite the fact that no shrapnel was found in the bodies. Some doctors consulted in Italy said that the injuries might have been caused by phosphorus. These are scary times when people, some would make the case that people are being experimented on. 1-877-920-WGNU. That's 1-877-920-WGNU. Burning to the bone. Burning to the bone. One 877-920-WGNU. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much, much, much to talk about. One of the things that I want to share with you is the issue of how important this upcoming election is going to be. This upcoming election in the state of Missouri. This upcoming senatorial election. And one of the reasons why this election is so important is even if you are disappointed with, frustrated with, challenged with what's going on in the Democratic Party, you need to be very, very, very clear about what happens if there is a continuation? How bad can it get? Well, there's 6,100 metric tons of opium in Afghanistan. We have no increase in the minimum wage. We now have private debt collectors that are out looking, pawing through your records to get back taxes that you owe out there thanks to this administration. We now have pregnant women that you can experiment on, that pesticide companies can now experiment upon. We have schools with these mandates of all of this testing due to no child left behind but no money to test the children with. We have more pollution in the air, more chemicals in your food, more people without jobs, and the wealthiest upper class that we have had in this country almost since 1932. How you doing out there? How you doing out there? 1-877-920-WGNU. So when we make our decision of who we're going to support and what we're going to, even before we get to who we're going to support in this upcoming election, the question is what do we do in this upcoming election? Do I get involved? How do you feel out there? Are your things better off? You have to set aside money to be able to fill your tanks up. I don't care that the gas is going down right now. That's just a diversion. That's just a diversion. Things are bad out here. And things have gotten worse every single year that George Bush has been in office and the Republican Party has been controlling Congress. They have gotten wealthier and things have gotten worse for us. You're on the wake-up call.
I have to thank you for your program. You're one of the few that I know of that talks about what's really going on. I'm so disgusted with the rest of the media. They put out all this trivia. They talk around a subject. The politicians really never answer a question when they are asked it, and they have escaped to a point of idiocy. And the media has really got, you know, they're not doing nothing exposing this guy for the things like you're talking about.
I think that we might find it feels like people are starting to get a little bit of guts right now when it appears that the Democrats may be taking over Congress. It feels like the media, some parts of the media are starting to dip their toe a little bit into it. But for the most part, no, they don't.
And I'm completely disgusted with the Democratic Party. They sent me a paper asking for a donation. And I told them I'm thoroughly disgusted with them and wouldn't send them anything. What's your opinion? It's just my opinion doesn't mean it's true, but I think these gas prices are coming down before the election, believing that we have a short-term memory and everything will just be rosy by election time.
Oh, I think that it is a complete manipulation.
Well, thank you. I'm
complete,
not the only one.
Complete manipulation. Thanks for your call.
Thanks.
1-877-920-WGNU. 1-877-920-WGNU. You need to get up. You need to get to me that, we have much business to attend to. 1-877-920-WGNU. Lord. There is a book that y'all need to pay attention to. And I understand the timing of it. I'm going to talk to you about that in just a second. You're on the wake-up call. Good morning.
Good morning, Liz.
Good morning.
I want people to think about 1997. When I got this 97 car, it cost me $12 to fill it up. Okay, they say the gas prices are cheaper. It cost me $25 today.
There you go.
So you see, it's not cheaper.
It's not cheaper and you're not better
and
off.
I wasn't retired then, so I'm on a fixed income.
So it cost you over twice as much.
Right, that's right. $25 when I filled it up Friday and $12 in 1997.
And there's no explanation for that. Because if there is an explanation that the reason that your gas prices have doubled in less than 10 years, then why are gas prices going down right now? The same thing that existed 6 months ago exists today.
But to me, it's still high.
Oh, it's hugely high. I'm just saying.
You see what I mean? That's what I'm saying. Four-cylinder car was $12. Today, it's $25.
And the reason why I'm saying that is significant is because it just speaks to the ability that they have to manipulate the
prices.
That's
right. That's why I'm letting them know. Go back and think about how it was when the gas was cheap, really. It's not cheap today.
Are you voting in November?
Oh, of course I am.
All right now. All right now.
Miss it. Thank
All right.
You.
We're going to take a break, folks. Stay with us.
Good morning, St. Louis. 30 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock at AM 920 WGNU. I'm Howard Morton with a look at this hour's traffic and weather. This hour's traffic is sponsored by Centrum Silver. Eastbound Page after the Bennington Place. Look for an accident. The center lane is blocked. Eastbound 70 at Bryan Road and 79. Slow traffic there. Northbound 270 at Tesson Ferry and Marshall. Look for slow traffic as well. Eastbound 40 between Broomstick and Spady. Look for heavy volume and traffic. Northbound 55 at Butler Hill and 270. Look for slow traffic going on there. Westbound 270 at the Canal Bridge. You've got slow traffic there as well. And westbound 270 at 367 and West Florissant. Look for slow traffic. All your approaches into the Poplar Street Bridge, you can expect delays at this hour. That is a look at this hour's traffic. This hour's traffic has been sponsored by Centrum Silver. Centrum Silver multivitamins have essential nutrients which emerging science suggests, along with a healthy diet, may support healthy heart. Now, taking a look at your WGNU forecast for today, tomorrow, and for Thursday. Patchy fog this morning, cloudy, chance of showers, and partly cloudy by this afternoon with a high in the mid-70s. This evening, mostly clear, low around 60. Wednesday, partly cloudy with a high in the lower 80s. And Thursday, mostly sunny with a high in the mid-80s. Currently at the studios of AM 920 WGNU, we have 65 degrees. Lambert Field is reporting 65 as well. Stay tuned for more of Liz Brown and the award-winning Wake Up Call. It's up next. We'll take another look at your news, traffic, and weather in the 8 o'clock hour. I'm Howard Morton for AM 920 WGNU.
Hello, I'm John Womack. I have a new show on WGNU called On the Table. Some of the things we'll talk about will be restaurants, food and wine trends, recipes, but really, we're just trying to help you experience great food and wine, whether you're at home or out on the town. So if you love great food and wine, you'll love On the Table. Be listening every Tuesday at noon here on WGNU.
Few gray hairs or wrinkles might bother some, but not me. When I was diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, I wasn't sure I'd be around for my next birthday. But thanks to the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society's life-saving research, survival rates have increased dramatically. My cancer's in remission. If that means more gray hairs and wrinkles, I'll take them. To help, call 888-HELP-LLS or visit lls.org. I'm Kathleen Magbie Brown, and with the help of the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, I'm relentless for a cure.
Hello, St. Louis. It's Kevin.
And Sue McCarthy, inviting you to join us for the Travel Planner Show every Saturday afternoon from 2 to 4.
We talk travel, share our experiences, tell you about some great deals and steals, and give you some travel tips like this.
We always cross-pack at least one change of clothes in each other's bag, just in case a bag gets lost.
Plus, it sure does give the security guys a good laugh when they see those little panties in my bag.
So tell a friend, it's the Travel Planner Show from 2 to 4 every Saturday afternoon.
On Radio Free St. Louis, 920 WGNU.
What you need to know, when you need to know it. The award-winning Wake-Up Call with Liz Brown.
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back to the Wake Up Call. My name is Liz Brown. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much, much, much to talk about. And now it's time for our conversation with attorney Earlene Thomas. Earlene, good morning.
Liz.
Good morning.
Hi, this is Earlene.
Yes.
This was my call-in this morning.
That's right. And we were going to talk about... Which particular issue are we going to discuss this morning?
Well, what I've got in front of me this morning are three different calculation sheets, because people are often kind of puzzled and confused when it comes to child support. You know, I may have a guy who'll call and say, hey, look, my buddy and I make the same thing, and I'm paying X amount for child support, and he's paying this. And as you know from practicing criminal law, every case is different, and it all depends on the facts. So what I've done is I've taken three scenarios where the father, who is the parent paying support, each make $3,000 a month, which is $36,000 a year, and showing how what they pay in child support varies and then what those variables are.
Okay. All right, go right ahead.
First scenario, well, let me just give you the bottom line. You've got, remember, all these fathers make $3,000 gross a month. Father number one, they each have two children that they're paying support for, will be paying $799.74 per month. Father number two is going to be paying $698.02 a month. Father number three is going to be paying $218.78 a month. They all make the same gross. What is looked at, Liz, in figuring child support is not just the father's income, but also the mother's income, and most people don't realize that. The mother's income is taken into the calculation. Now, if you have a mother who's not working, let's say she's on aid or she just doesn't work for whatever reason, the father is not going to be responsible for 100% of the money contributed to the children. What the courts in the state will do is to say, well, the mother should at least be able to earn minimum wage. And they will impute or they will pretend that she makes that much money to keep the father from being responsible for 100% of it. So in the first scenario, you have a father who makes $3,000 a month. The mother makes $2,000 a month. But the mother has a child that's not the father's that she's responsible for and that she gets no support for. So that $2,000 a month that she makes is going to be reduced by $574 because she has a child that she has to care for. That makes the available money for child support $1,426. You add that to the father's $3,000 gross. Combined, they have a total income of $4,426. The father makes 67.7% of their combined income. That's where it first starts. Looking at your combined income and then taking the percent that each parent contributes. You have another father who makes $3,000 a month, but the mother makes $5,000 a month. However, this father has one child that he's responsible for in his home. So he gets to subtract out $580, making the available money for the other children $2,420. They have a combined income of $7,420. Now, where it really gets iffy, and it can really push the cost up, and I would suggest to fathers, if you're going through child support and they include the daycare cost in there, by all means, keep track of when the children are no longer in daycare. Because the two fathers that are paying almost $800 and $700 respectively, it's because of daycare costs, Liz.
Mm.
When daycare costs are added into the child support, it greatly increases the amount. I remember a few years ago, I had a gentleman who called me, and he said, you know, hey, my buddies are telling me that I shouldn't still be paying this amount of child support that I'm paying. And when I asked him what was he earning and what was he making, I said, that sounds a bit steep unless child care is included in that. He said, well, yeah, the daycare cost had been included. He said, but my kids are 13 and 15 now.
Wow. So he had been paying, wow, he had been paying daycare costs all the
time. He had never gone in and
had
it. So, you know, one thing that I caution, particularly the fathers, because, again, they're usually the parent who's not the custodial or the everyday parent. You have to be on top of your business, okay? So that father, by not realizing, okay, now these children are no longer in daycare, I have a right to go in and have those figures modified and amended. But
what about if the father that's that? What if the court gives the father and the mother 50-50 of the children?
You mean custody?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Even if they have a complete 50-50 split, generally, the child, again, it depends on the amount of the income that each parent contributes, okay? The mother generally is given a little bit more as far as the percentage that she'll get for the time that the children are with her, because the courts believe, you know, which may or may not be true, that even when the parents have the children an equal amount of time, that there are just certain things that mothers tend to do and tend to buy for the children over and above what the father might do. So you may not have necessarily a 50-50 split of the income. But, Liz, one of the things that I'd like to point out, and I just came back from moderating some sessions at a family law conference, one of the sessions that I think I'm going to get involved in is a family law session, because I think, especially with the new people coming into the state senate and the house, I'm going to be talking to Jamila Nasheed about that. I do think the non-custodial parent should be given some type of cost of living adjustment at the top of the calculation. For example, child support is based on the parent's gross income, and this is both parents, your gross income. That means before taxes, before everything. So you know a person making $3,000 is not taking home $3,000.
Absolutely.
Okay, they've got to have a place to live. Now, does it mean that, you know, you can drive around in a, you know, vintage Corvette and not take care of your children? Of course not. But I really think, and one of the things that hopefully if I get, you know, on this committee, I'd like to see that there be an adjustment where each parent gets an adjustment of, say, 25%, or the non-custodial parent gets an adjustment of 25%, just to survive, you know, just to have those costs that he cannot kind of dilly-dally with. You can't adjust your taxes. I mean, you're going to pay what you're going to pay. You may have it taken out up front, or you may have it claimed later on. But whatever tax bracket that $3,000 puts you in, that's where you're going to be. You know, you're going to have some type of living quarters, be they fancy, or most of the time it's just something that's very basic. And I do think that there needs to be some adjustment. Now, over the years, the legislature has given some adjustments that benefit fathers. And one of those adjustments, which I think you alluded to, is the adjustment for the time that the children spend with the father. Because prior to that, you know, fathers were saying, well, you know, I get the kids every other weekend and holidays, and that's about a third of a year. Do I get some type of break? So they do get an adjustment now. And then also, if the father pays for the medical insurance, that's factored directly off of the child support calculation. So in one of my scenarios, you have a father who's paying $225 for the health insurance, and when he subtracts what he gets paid for health insurance plus the adjustment for the time that the kids visit him, it actually subtracts $332 off of what would normally be what he would have to pay for child support.
And so when you talk to men out there that are going through this and recommendations that you make, is one of the recommendations that you make to a father that going through this, you know, pay for the medical? Is it help?
Generally the father or the non-custodial parent is required to pay for the medical.
Okay.
Now, in one of the scenarios I have, the mother pays for it because in that case she has a better plan. So certainly if one parent has a better plan that the children can be in, that's not totally absorbent. In other words, the mother can say, well, I have a plan. It costs $800, and I want to put this in the child support. But if it's a plan that would benefit the children more, then it's put into it, and actually the mother doesn't get to subtract it off of her end of it. It's added into it, and the father ends up paying a proportion of of the insurance.
Mm.
But, you know, the thing that I caution, again, the non-custodial parent, which is generally the father, often problems come in because they move. They don't send a forwarding address in to the post office. You know, their mail goes to their mother's house, which is their granny's house. You know, they're staying with a girlfriend or, you know, with a new wife. Well, I don't want her to know where I live. Well, what ends up happening, if you have mail being sent from the court, or you're trying to be served, or you have mail being sent to child support, and they can't reach you, you know, if somebody accepts that mail, they are...
You're in a world of trouble. We have to take a break, Arlene. We'll be back. I'm Liz Brown. Stay with us.
This is Mitch Washington of the St. Louis office of Edward Jones, located at 200 North Broadway downtown, inviting you to tune in to Radio Free St. Louis for the WGNU Stock Market Recap, weekday afternoons immediately following the 3:30 traffic update. Find out how your investments are doing and how the numbers on Wall Street are affecting you. That's the WGNU Stock Market Recap with me, Mitch Washington, weekday afternoons at 3:30 on Radio Free St. Louis, AM 920 WGNU.
We all know the scenario. You see a for sale sign and think, I want to invest, but real estate is complicated. Well, help is here. Hi, I'm Lorraine Davis, home mortgage consultant with Wells Fargo.
And I'm Jacques Land of the 100 Black Men of Metropolitan St. Louis.
We're the host of WGNU's newest show, Let's Get Wealthy. Our show provides real techniques for the everyday consumer on how to own a home and build wealth.
Tune in to Let's Get Wealthy every Wednesday at 11 a.m. because today is the day to get wealth for yourself. Sponsored by the 100 Black Men of Metropolitan St. Louis, Wells Fargo Housing Foundation, and produced by the Platinum Group.
This is your wake-up call global news update. Dateline Beirut. Hezbollah officials say they have broken up two spy rings that the Israeli Mossad had set up before and during last month's military action. One was said to have operated out of Beirut and the other in southern Lebanon. Hezbollah says the spies managed to plant bugs and various surveillance devices at their command posts and also sprinkled phosphorus powder outside buildings being used as command posts in order to target Israeli airstrikes at them. The Mossad had managed to get into the inner circles of the highest-ranking Hezbollah strategists. Those arrested are currently being held in Hezbollah prisons until their fate is decided. Most of the operatives are said to be Shiites, whom the Israelis recruited. And Dateline Washington. The Pentagon says predatory lenders are ripping off military families by charging them interest rates of 400% or more. The military is reluctant to deploy troops overseas if they're having financial problems because it can affect their security clearances. And these high interest rates from short-term lenders are giving many members of the military problems with their credit. The Pentagon is already hurting to fill its numbers, and it wants to address this issue as quickly as possible. These payday loan operations charge around $25 for every $100 they loan out, and usually that loan winds up being extended for several weeks. It's not unusual to have to pay back $800 for a $300 loan. The Pentagon report says about 15% of servicemen took out such loans last year, and the lenders have heavily concentrated around military installations across the country. This is your wake-up call global news update.
Is your church, school, or nonprofit organization holding an upcoming event, or does it have an ongoing program? We can help you get the word out free of charge here at WGNU. Just send a flyer or written information to WGNU Radio, Public Service Department, 265 Union Boulevard, St. Louis, Missouri, 63108. We ask 2 weeks lead time for any upcoming event. WGNU reserves the right to edit or reject any submission due to content and time considerations.
Big Brother is watching, and we're watching Big Brother. It's the award-winning wake-up call with Liz Bryan.
Speechless, speechless, that's how you make me feel. When I'm with you, I am far away, and nothing is for real. When I'm with you, I am lost for words. I don't know what to say. My head's spinning like a carousel. Silently I pray. Helpless and hopeless, that's how I feel inside. Nothing's real, but all is possible if God is on my side.
Welcome back to the Wake Up Call. My name is Liz Brown. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much to talk about. Talking to Earlene Thomas, and we're talking about child support. Earlene, welcome back.
Thanks, Liz.
We have a caller or two on the line. They have a question or two for you. Don,
okay.
You have a question?
Yes, good morning, Ms. Brown, and good morning to your guests.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I would like to talk about the Watch Mediation Program, and I had a very, very positive experience with that, in which resulted in me getting custody of my daughter. But basically, this is a program that most men in the St. Louis area, they are completely unaware of. And I would encourage all men that have a positive relationship with the child's mother, you know, to contact the Division of Family Services and try to set up a meeting with the March Mediation Program, because it does work.
All right.
Well, this gentleman must have read my mind. Liz.
Thank you, Don.
I want to mention. Hello.
Yes.
That was one of the things I wanted to mention, that, you know, with all the animosity, you know, and criminality that you hear people talking about, it's still so important for the parents to be able to communicate. The worst thing that a parent, either the mother or the father, can do is to pass messages through the children. You get, for example, the child may, when they're staying with the dad, they may say, well, Daddy, you know, can we go to the movies, or can we rent some movies this weekend? You know, and you may have the dad who will say, well, I'm paying your mama child support. You ask her for those type of things. Or the mother may say, well, your father only pays me X amount of child support. I don't get enough from him. And those are not conversations that should be had with the children or around the children. When there are blended families, when the mother has remarried, the father has remarried, or they're involved in other relationships, you know, I counseled a set of parents once in court, and I said, your children are playing both ends against the middle if they come home and say, well, mama's husband said this, or daddy's wife or girlfriend said that. Your adults, at some point in time, get together away from the children and sit down and say, how are we going to work this thing out? Now, if you go into court, there is a free mediation plan that the city and the county courts do provide to help you try to work those things out. And the children are the better for it when the parents can have a civil conversation, you know, without that tension of whether it has to do with the child support or the relationship ending. It just makes for a better, well-rounded child.
And I think that some parents do that intentionally. You know, they want the child to feel like, okay, the reason why we're living this way is because of your daddy, or the reason we're living this way is because of your mommy. And I think that there are other people that just do it accidentally. You know,
You're right. And, you know, I mean, God knows mothers have had their job cut out for them. As you know, my husband died in Vietnam when my daughter was a toddler, I mean, 15 months old. So I certainly can understand and empathize and sympathize with mothers who are going it alone. In some ways, I count myself lucky because, you know, the only stories that I could tell my daughter were wonderful stories, you know, about her dad. You know, my marriage didn't end in a divorce. It ended because my husband died. And I think sometimes because the relationship has ended in a negative manner, a parent, and too oftentimes it's the mother, they will use the fact that the relationship did not end well, and the children then sort of become the battering ram. And, you know, a lot of stories of, you know, where your father left you, we don't know where he is, those stories are not true. There are a lot of men out there who are doing everything they can to work with their children. I work with these men every day. I work with women and mothers every day. I probably do about 80% of my practices now, family law and criminal law, and it just makes a difference when you get an attorney who's attuned to what's going on, attuned to your situation, understands black family culture, and, you know, will tell you the upside and the downside so that you know what you have going into it.
Now, is there advice, Earlene, that you would give the man that you wouldn't give the woman, or vice versa? People coming into you to represent them for divorce, is there different advice, or is it the same?
Well, it's the same as far as communication with the other spouse. I will say, and I'm just going to be very honest, Liz, that I find that women are often more devious in some of the tricks that they play as far as the man and his child. And I don't mean the mother who generally feels that her child, you know, is maybe in danger and will do whatever it is necessary to protect the child. But who will just simply say, well, I don't want him to see her. Why does he want to see her? Why don't they just leave us alone and let us go on with our life? You know, and I tell them, I would give anything in this world for my daughter to have known her father. And how dare you keep a father who's trying to be involved in that child's life, you know, away from that child. For men, I just tell you, be on top of your business. Men are often pushovers. I mean, people, you know, always want to think about the brutal person or the whatever, but men
or the
are
guy
often
or the multi-millionaire guy that goes in and hires a $5 million a month lawyer and the poor woman who's representing herself. That's normally the scenario that people think of when in the divorcing, that the man has it over the woman.
And that's not always the case. And as I say, many men are just very passive and easygoing, and they sort of just sit back, and before they realize it, you know, maybe they found themselves sort of pushed out of their children's lives. I tell all parents, when it comes, if you've got a parent who's not playing fair when it comes to the visitation, get a notebook, a small spiral notebook that will fit in your hand, fit in your pocket if you're a guy, fit in your purse if you're a woman. You know, and if you know, he's saying, well, she's not letting me see the kids, then you write down when you called, what time you called. You know, you ask, can they come over for my mom's birthday? Can they come over for the weekend? Just keep track of that.
Well, emails make that easier nowadays. I mean, it would be a wonderful record of just shooting an email. I asked
if both parties have emails.
Exactly.
Have their email. Any kind of correspondence, you know, is good. Keep track of the correspondence. Keep track of your efforts. Ladies, if you get cash money from the child's father, give him a receipt. The father should ask for a receipt. It should state, this is for child support. Fathers need to know, buying diapers, buying baby food, buying formula, that does not count as child support. It counts as a gift. So if you give any money, make sure it's a money order, a check, something that you have a record of. Women, if you receive money orders or cash, keep track of those things. So if it does get to the point that there is some discussion, you've got your record.
And so,
by all means, communicate.
And Earlene, what's your phone number, please?
My number, Liz, is 454-1811, 454-1811.
1811. Earlene Thomas, thank you so much. And we will have another
Take
conversation.
Care.
All right.
Parents, be good.
Very good.
And love your children.
Absolutely. This is Liz Brown. I'll be back in the next hour. Stay with me.
It is time for us to use our power. Please do not beg folks for power. Nobody is going to give it to you. You were born with power.
Very sad news for all of you, the people who love peace all over the world. Martin Luther King was shot and was killed tonight in Memphis. I will never say the progress is being made. If you stick a knife in my back 9 inches and pull it out 6 inches, there's no progress. If you pull it all the way out, that's not progress. The progress is healing the wound that's below that the below me.
I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. Tell me, brother, how can you stand?
But the hard truth is that not everyone is sharing in this city's splendor and glory. There are more poor than ever, more families in trouble, more and more people who need help but can't find it.
Struggle against the common enemies of man, tyranny, poverty, disease, and war itself.
We believe that all men are created equal, yet many are denied equal dignity.
say to all in this nation who dare listen to us, black, white, Jew, Gentile, Asian, Latino, that we are brothers and sisters in a long and difficult struggle.
Could be a pivotal issue in the upcoming midterm elections. President Bush says it won't be won for some time. More from ABC's Ann Compton at the White House.
In a 23-page strategy document released this morning, the White House calls terrorism the long war and argues that transnational terrorist movement is a threat to American security. President Bush has major speeches scheduled today and Thursday on this, in advance of Monday's September 11th commemoration.
About two American service members die in Iraq each day, and even though it's still very early, this month could be especially bloody.
As the American troops continue to work here, they continue to die in ones and twos, and even though to some degree the violence has leveled off in Baghdad itself, it seems that the rate of American troops dying here hasn't dipped below that two a day that we've seen for so long.
ABC's Miguel Marquez in Baghdad. The body of Steve Irwin's been flown to his native Queensland, Australia. That's not far from where he died filming a documentary on the Great Barrier Reef. A graphic video shows the man known as the Crocodile Hunter pulling a stingray barb from his chest just before he died. Irwin's manager, John Stainton, was asked what Irwin would have thought had he survived.
He would have been amazed because you would never think that a stingray would do this.
A state funeral is planned for Irwin. NASA is hoping that this time will be the charm. ABC's Vic Ratner.
Pushing the envelope, NASA's Mike Lineback says his launch team is prepared for three consecutive launch attempts if weather or some other problem delays tomorrow's planned liftoff.
The team is really excited to try to do this. I mean, this is what we're in the business for.
Thunderstorms expected at Pad 39 later today, but forecasters believe the bad weather will clear out by launch time midday tomorrow. Vic Ratner, ABC News at the Kennedy Space Center.
This is ABC News.
All over the world. Here's how you say victory in Portuguese. BF Goodrich Tires. Espanol. BF Goodrich Tires. Valuable insight from the tire that's won 20 straight Score Baja 1000s. And more rock crawling championships than all other tires combined.
Visit any auto tire. The Tire Pros from August 7th to September 3rd and receive an instant $50 off custom wheels, accessories, warranties, and services when you buy four new select BF Goodrich light truck or SUV tires. See store for details.
You can live truly debt-free on just the money you already make using my proven system. Let me send you a free tape today that shows you how. Hi, I'm John Commuta, creator of the Transforming Debt into Wealth system. My system doesn't consolidate your debt, it eliminates it, no matter how much debt you have.
I'm completely debt-free now, thanks to John Commuta.
Call now and I'll rush you my free tape. Call 1-800-618-4001. That's 1-800-618-4001. 1-800-618-4001. 618-4001.
The National Hurricane Center is still watching that tropical depression way out in the Atlantic. It's gaining strength. A few more miles an hour, it will become Tropical Storm Florence. No hurricanes have hit the U.S. so far this year, and Jerry's kids did better than ever. Coincidence? Here's ABC's Al Mancini.
You'll never walk alone.
Jerry Lewis set a record this year by raising over $61 million at his annual Labor Day telethon for the Muscular Dystrophy Association. It was his 41st telethon for the organization and ran for over 21 hours at the South Coast Casino in Las Vegas. Al Mancini, ABC News, Las Vegas.
Here's a scary finding. A new study says many teens and young adults still say they don't use condoms. That's whether they're in a casual or a long-term relationship. And it's despite everything that they have learned about how condoms can prevent the spread of STD and AIDS. Daria Olbinger, ABC News.
For the issues that matter most, it's AM 920 WGNU, Granite City, St. Louis. Now, the local report from the WGNU newsroom.
Good morning, St. Louis. This is Patrick Brandmeier with your WGNU news update for the 8 o'clock hour. In the news this Tuesday, at least six people are dead in Labor Day weekend crashes on Missouri highways. Among those killed was 49-year-old Paul Benugli of St. Louis, who lost control of his motorcycle and hit a tree Saturday afternoon in Pulaski County.
31-year-old Wendy Kelsheimer of Ludington died Sunday evening when her SUV struck another vehicle and overturned in St. Francois County. An extradition hearing is set for today for a Jefferson County woman and her friend charged in her father's murder. 26-year-old Crystal York and 31-year-old Ryan Gross are charged with the first-degree murder of William York. The 73-year-old man was found shot and stabbed to death on the front porch of his Festus home last week. The suspects were arrested Friday in Arkansas and are being held in the Pulaski County, Arkansas jail. Missouri health officials are reminding people that the end of summer isn't the end for West Nile virus. Karen Yates of the Missouri Department of Health and Senior Services says the beginning of September is really the height of the West Nile danger. There have been 16 confirmed cases of West Nile in the state of Missouri, but no confirmed deaths. Yates reminds people to protect themselves by wearing long-sleeve shirts and pants and using insect repellent. Finally, this hour, now is the best time to get the best vacation rates. That's according to travel expert Barbara Messing for Hotwire.com, who says post-Labor Day travel is very affordable.
We have post-Labor Day, if you wanted to fly out of St. Louis, we have great getaways in San Diego and Costa Rica if you're willing to take a flight. Alternatively, we have great getaways in downtown Denver and in Detroit with four-star hotels for around $80 a night.
Messing also says that September is one of the cheapest months for car rentals. More information on travel discounts is available online at hotwire.com. This WGNU News Report is brought to you by your Greater St. Louis Area Toyota dealers. You can help a child excel in school. Through September, donate school supplies to KidSmart by dropping them off at your local Toyota Dealers Service Center. Toyota Service Centers, now that's a smart choice. That's your look at local news for the 8 o'clock hour. I'm Patrick Brandmeier for Radio Free St. Louis.
Good morning, St. Louis. 7 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock at AM 920 WGNU. I'm Howard Morton with a look at this hour's traffic and weather. This hour's traffic is sponsored by McDonald's. Northbound 278 Gravois, there's an accident. Two center lanes are closed. Eastbound Page after Bennington Place, look for an accident. Three right lanes are closed. There's a brief delay, there's a delay of more than a mile long, actually. Eastbound 70 from T.R. Hughes to Cave Springs, look for slow traffic in pockets. Eastbound 40 between Maryville Center and Spady, look for very heavy volume going on there. Northbound 55 at Butler Hill and 270, look for no problems to report. Eastbound 44 from Meraz Overpass all the way to 270, look for slow traffic in the right lane. Northbound 270 at Tesson Ferry, there's an object in the roadway, reportedly a long piece of metal in the center lane. That is a look at this hour's traffic. This hour's traffic has been sponsored by McDonald's. Start your day with a cup of McDonald's fresh brewed premium roast coffee. Add a warm, fresh made breakfast sandwich and bring your morning into life affirming focus. Wake up and smell your life. I'm loving it. Now, taking a look at this WGNU forecast for today, tomorrow, and Thursday. Patchy fog this morning, mostly cloudy. Chance of showers by this afternoon, partly cloudy later on today with a high in the mid-70s. For this evening, mostly clear, a low around 60. Wednesday and Thursday, look for highs in the mid-80s. Currently, we have 63 degrees. Lambert Field is reporting 63 as well. Stay tuned for more of Liz Brown and the award-winning Wake Up Call. It's up next. We'll take another look at your traffic and weather in the bottom of the 8 o'clock hour. I'm Howard Morton for AM 920 WGNU.
I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. Tell me, brother.
Tonight,
will never tell you the progress of you made. If you stick a knife in my back 9 inches and pull it out 6 inches, there's no progress. If you pull it all the way out, that's not progress. The progress is healing the wound that the blow that the blow made.
I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. Kill the
truth is that not everyone is sharing in this city's splendor and glory. There are more poor than ever, more families in trouble, more and more people who need help but can't find it.
A struggle against the common enemies of man, tyranny, poverty, disease, and war itself.
We believe that all men are created equal. Yet many are denied equal treatment.
And so we say to all in this nation who dare listen to us, black, white, Jew, Gentile, Asian, Latino, that we are brothers and sisters in a long and difficult struggle.
Welcome, 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 welcome. This is Liz Brown. My number here is 1-877-920-WGNU. That's 1-877-920-WGNU. And if you want to email me, you can do that at revolution@lizbrown.com. That's revolution@lizbrown.com. And also, if you need to get a hold of me, you can do that long distance, 1-877-920-WGNU. And don't forget, the wake-up call is archived at whiterosesociety.org. So if you've missed an hour, you can go get your hour at whiterosesociety.org. That's whiterosesociety.org. This morning, this hour, we are going to be talking about a political issue. I don't think it has escaped any of your political eyes that this is going to be a very, very, very important midterm election. While there are plenty of candidates to have your eye on, the state of Missouri is one of them. We need to be concerned about the senatorial race that is going on and the race between Claire McCaskill and Jim Talent. But there are, and that election could conceivably change the balance of the United States Senate. There are elections going on all across this country in congressional seats that could change the balance in the House that Democrats would control after over a decade of rule by the Republican Party. But there are also some issues out there that we need to talk about. And this morning, this hour, we are going to talk about what is happening in South Dakota. The governor in South Dakota signed the most restrictive abortion law in this nation. The most restrictive abortion law. And on November 7th, South Dakota voters will decide whether to enact this law or to reject this law. Huh? There are lots of important issues on the ballots and in races all over this country. And this November is going to be a very, very, very critical election. What we're going to be doing after the next break, We're going to be talking to the co-chair and the campaign spokesperson for Healthy Families, Jan Nicolai. And we're going to be talking about repealing the most restrictive abortion ban in the nation. My name is Liz Brown. This is the Wake Up Call. Stay with me.
Recently in St. Louis, some changes were made in healthcare providers, and we at ConnectCare want you to know that sometimes change can be good. ConnectCare, still connected to the community. ConnectCare is now your specialty care clinic hub. If you or your loved one is dealing with kidney disease, you can contact one of ConnectCare's renal specialists at our renal clinic, dedicated to improving the quality of life and providing optimal care for patients with chronic and acute renal disease. At ConnectCare, we have 14 specialty care clinics to serve your healthcare needs. Our specialty care clinic hub includes specialty clinics dealing with arthritis, ENT, GI, orthopedics, and a women's specialty clinic. At ConnectCare, the physicians and staff at our specialty clinics are committed to the philosophy that the best care is provided by those with the greatest commitment to their community. ConnectCare, still connected to the community.
Did you know that prostate cancer is the second leading cause of cancer-related deaths in men? Did you know that prostate cancer is the most common cancer diagnosed in African-American men? Did you know you could do something about it?
The 100 Black Men of Metropolitan St. Louis, in conjunction with Blue Cross Blue Shield of Missouri and the Missouri Black Expo, will hold its fourth annual Prostate Cancer Survivors and Awareness Walk. We're leading the charge in providing our community with information about prostate health care. The one-mile walk will take place Saturday, August 5th, beginning at Blue Cross Blue Shield of Missouri at 1831 Chestnut and ending at the Missouri Black Expo at America Center. Everyone, men, women, children, families, and friends are invited to participate in this walk. Registration begins at 7 a.m. and the walk starts at 9. Free prostate cancer blood tests will be offered to all registered male walkers 35 years of age and older. So come on down and walk your way to good health.
For pre-registration and details, call 314-385-2100 or visit prostatecancerwalk.com.
It's the information you need to know about but can't find anywhere else on the dial. The award-winning Wake-Up Call with Liz Brown.
You want to know what you're going to get in me? Just a little touch of star quality.
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back to the Wake Up Call. My name is Liz Brown. This hour I am talking to Jan Nicolai, co-chair and campaign spokesperson for Healthy Families. We're talking about the what has been described as the most restrictive abortion ban in the nation, and we're talking about the fact that on November 7th, South Dakota voters will determine whether or not to enact this or to reject this. And Jan, good morning.
Good morning to you.
How are you?
Just great, thank you. How about you?
I'm outstanding. Now, Jan, can we talk about what makes this the most restrictive in the nation? We've had other abortion issues enacted in other states. What makes this particular law the most restrictive?
Well, basically, three things. First of all, the only exception is if the woman is dying. There are no exceptions for the health of the woman, no exceptions for victims of rape, and no exceptions for victims of incest. And the other thing it does that's very alarming for the medical profession is that it puts doctors in the position of being placed in prison for 5 years, charged with a felony and a $5,000 fine.
Well, how did this law become law? Was it surely the citizens of South Dakota had some say about this? How did it become law?
Well, I think what has happened in South Dakota, and this has been a real eye-opener for everybody, and I think awakening call, is that people became complacent didn't believe the legislature would pass something and didn't believe the governor would sign something because the governor had always said beforehand that he thought it ought to be done, you know, in a piecemeal process and, you know, had talked about exceptions for rape and incest and so on in the past. I don't think the people even thought that it would pass, let alone be signed by the governor.
So what were the reactions?
Unbelievably vehement about how people felt about the legislature and the governor when they went through this process with 1215. And that's part of why we collected our signatures in such a short period of time, because I've been in four statewide campaigns, and I've never had the experience I had in this campaign, you know, getting the petitions filled and the signatures turned in on time.
Well, what was different about this experience?
People came up and asked to sign the petition. You didn't have to go to them, and we used all volunteers. Many people who do campaigns and put them on the ballot in South Dakota pay people to collect signatures. We never had to do that. We had 1,000 people that volunteered, and they were all South Dakotans, you know, to carry these petitions so that we would get our signatures. And we got our signatures far in advance of the deadline, which was June 19th.
Well, give us a sense of the number of signatures that you collected and the amount of time that you collected them in.
Well, we collected 38,000 signatures, and we didn't start collecting the signatures until in late March.
When people came up to you and they reached out for the petitions and they wanted to sign them, what were some of the reasons that they were so interested in doing this? Were they the same type of reasons across the board?
No, they were not, and that was also interesting. It was Democrats, Republicans, senior citizens, young people. It didn't make any difference. Religious leaders all had the same position. First of all, government shouldn't be invading people's privacy in this field. They thought that rape and incest were crucial. They thought the women should have the right. I think fathers became very upset when they thought their daughters would not have any options, in case they had been raped. And I know spouses were very upset when they realized that their decision-making about what would happen in case their wife's health, you know, was in danger, that they would not have an option, they would not have choices. So it was pretty across the board. You know, for government should have been doing important things that are needed in South Dakota, like paying attention to education, paying attention, you know, to economic development. But the big ones that came out again and again was the exception, no exception for the women's health and no exception for rape and incest. And the medical profession, of course, was alarmed with the felony that was included in it.
So a doctor... If a doctor performed an abortion on a 14-year-old girl who was raped and became impregnated, and her father and her mother both took her to the doctor, and the doctor performed an abortion, the doctor would go to jail?
Absolutely. 5 years in prison and a sentence of $5,000 is what the bill that passed said. So if it goes into effect, that's exactly what would happen. Plus, if you look at additional statutes in our state beyond this bill, there are some implications. They could serve longer sentences than that based on our other statutes that we have dealing with murder and assault.
So if a woman who had her tubes tied, and the reason she had her tubes tied is because if she got pregnant, she had high blood pressure and a number of other illnesses or diseases that would put her life at risk. She found out that she was pregnant. She couldn't get an abortion, and a doctor who performed one could go to jail.
That is correct. Because the only exception is if you're actually dying.
And what if a doctor, how does a doctor determine that you're actually dying? I mean,
and that's one of the questions I think the medical profession has, because there's nothing that, you know, technically defines that for them so that they would, you know, feel safe in even proceeding with a discussion, you know, about an abortion for somebody who's dying.
And what is the abortion law in South Dakota now?
Well, we probably have, one of the toughest states in the nation to get an abortion in. We have to have 24-hour notice. The women have to have counseling, minors have to have permission, you know, from an adult, a family member, if they are involved with the family. So if this isn't something you can just do in South Dakota lightly. In fact, it's kind of interesting when you look at the overall statistics. South Dakota is right at the bottom, you know, for the number of abortions that are performed per capita, and just the total number of abortions that are performed.
Well, Jan, are we seeing any political, repercussions for the elected officials that push this through? Have we seen any?
Well, I think we are, because I think this is, we probably have the best group of candidates who have finally come forward to run against candidates who are also running, who signed or who voted for this bill. We've never had that before. We have a governor's race, and this is one of the issues in that governor's race. So I think we are seeing the results of that impact our elections in November.
Now, there is also a concern of fiscal concern about whether or not this law is passed?
Well, when,
or is enacted.
When the bill was passed by the legislature, one of the issues is that it would be a long legal process and cost the state of South Dakota a great deal of money. In fact, our attorney general, in his explanation on the ballot issue, says very clearly that this could have the potential of you know, real fiscal impact on the state of South Dakota to pay for the lawsuit that would proceed. And definitely would have that kind of a fiscal impact on our state.
But isn't that the strategy? Isn't that the reason why such a restrictive piece of legislation was passed, was to get it to the Supreme Court, to have the ultimate decision made on Roe v. Wade?
I would agree with you. I don't think there's any doubt about that decision. And because the prime sponsor in the House, Roger Hunt, has said that very clearly, that that would definitely have an impact.
What kind of money do we see, or do we see any kind of money coming from out-of-state interest to get this to make certain that this law is not overturned? I mean, or this petition ballot or petition issue isn't successful?
Can you say that one more time?
Is there money coming from out of state to campaign?
There has been. In fact, they started a legal fund, which they've not collected much money. The last time I checked, it was around $15,000, because the proponents of this bill said that they would have $1 million, so the state of South Dakota wouldn't have to, you know, pay the cost of this, the financial, and wouldn't have to assume the financial burden for this. But I don't think there was any doubt that, you know, they explicitly wanted to try to overturn Roe versus Wade, and that was their ultimate goal, and they were going to go at it at any cost. I mean, they weren't going to sit back and take any chances that it wouldn't, in the long term, have that effect.
Well, so do they have $1 million for
them? No, they have about $15,000 in that fund.
Well, what does that say to you?
Well, and most of that money is from out of state. Well, that says that they probably use that, and these are my words, you know, trying to persuade the legislators who thought that might be a good reason, you know, not to vote for 1215. It told them, it took the pressure off and gave them excuse to go ahead and vote for 1215.
So what are the polls saying about where people stand on this?
I think the polls show that we've got a great deal of support, you know, for our side on the ballot issue. There are some people that we still need to educate very clearly, you know, what this bill does. And I think that's what the petition drive did. It really educated people about what the bill did. And when people found that out, they became alarmed, and that's why they became so active in what they were, you know, in the petition drive.
I'm talking to Jan Nicolai, co-chair and campaign spokesperson for Healthy Families, joining us from Sioux Falls, South Dakota. We are talking about the most restrictive abortion ban law in the United States going to the voters on November 7th. I'm Liz Brown. Stay with me.
Good morning, St. Louis. 30 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock at AM 920 WGNU, I'm Howard Morton with a look at this hour's traffic and weather. This hour's traffic is sponsored by McDonald's Restaurants. Northbound 270 at Gravois, there's an accident reported. Two center lanes are closed. and traffic is slowing around Tesson Ferry and 55 eastbound Page after Bennington Place. That accident's been cleared. There's some delays. It's about a mile long at this hour. Westbound 70 at Blanchett Bridge, there's an incident that's been cleared, but expect some delays probably at this hour. Southbound 170 at 40, look for a disabled vehicle partially blocking the ramp to westbound 64. Eastbound 70 from Bryan Road to T.R. Hughes, look for slow traffic going on there. Westbound 270 at 367 in West Florissant, look for slow traffic in pockets. Eastbound 44 from Elm all the way to River de Pere, look for slow traffic going on there as well. And all your approaches into the Poplar Street Bridge and into downtown, expect delays as the morning rush is just about over this morning. That is a look at this hour's traffic. This hour's traffic has been sponsored by McDonald's restaurants. Start with a cup of McDonald's fresh brewed premium roast coffee. Add a warm, fresh-made breakfast sandwich and bring your morning into life-affirming focus. Wake up and smell your coffee and smell your life, too. McDonald's, I'm loving it. Now taking a look at WGNU forecast for today, tomorrow, and Thursday. Patchy fog this morning, mostly cloudy throughout the day. Chance of showers with a high in the mid-70s. For this evening, mostly clear, low around 60s. Wednesday, partly cloudy with a high in the lower 80s. And Thursday, mostly sunny with a high in the mid-80s. Currently, we have 63 degrees. Lambert Field is reporting 64. Stay tuned for more of Liz Brown and the award-winning Wake Up Call. That's up next. Take another look at your news, traffic, and weather in the 9 o'clock hour. I'm Howard Morton for AM 920 WGNU.
Aquí está lo que estabas esperando, la nueva Radio Mix. Sintonízanos todos los domingos de 6 a 8 de la noche a partir del 3 de septiembre por WGNU 920 AM. Entrevistas, eventos y la mejor música para ti. Radio Mix, la nueva de San Luis.
When you think of big band music, the first name that comes to mind, Glenn Miller. Now Goldie's Music presents a three compact disc collection that features all the timeless treasures from one of the greatest, called Stairway to the Stars.
Jukebox Saturday night.
Pardon me, boy. Is that the Chattanooga Juju?
Yes, yes. Track 29.
Glenn Miller's Stairway to the Stars features all the hits that made him an American tradition. All songs have been digitally mastered for the highest quality sound. This special CD package is not available in stores, so get your copy now by calling our toll-free number. And by the way, Stairway to the Stars makes a great gift.
Call 1-800-577-3995. That's 1-800-577-3995. 1-800-577-3995. 1-800-577-3995.
Hello, I'm John Womack. I have a new show on WGNU called On the Table. Some of the things we'll talk about will be restaurants, food and wine trends, recipes, but really, we're just trying to help you experience great food and wine, whether you're at home or out on the town. So if you love great food and wine, you'll love On the Table. Be listening every Tuesday at noon here on WGNU.
Around the world, behind the story. It's the award-winning Wake-Up Call with Liz Brown. Liz Brown.
My life go by, and at times I wonder why I even try. Well, I try because I like to finish what I start, and I have. Like I'm invisible.
Welcome back to the Wake Up Call. My name is Liz Brown. I am talking to the co-chair and campaign spokesperson for Healthy Families, Jana Nicolai from Sioux Falls, South Dakota. We're talking about this extraordinary issue that's going to be on the ballot on November 7th. South Dakota voters will decide to either enact or reject the most restrictive abortion law in the country. Jan, welcome back.
Thank you.
Does this, the fact that this issue was on the ballot in South Dakota, would pro-lifers say that this helps their cause or hurts their cause?
Well, I think they would prefer that it not be on the ballot because they did during our petition drive make it clear to the people who support their side of the issue that if they found their names on the petitions and they did this publicly, they would be less than happy with them. So I don't think they would. I think they would prefer it not be on the ballot, without any doubt. Mm. In fact, there was a legislator who proposed putting it on the ballot during the legislative session, and they voted it down.
What are their concerns about it being on the ballot?
Because I think they
been pro-life legislators, knowing the law that they would pass, mainly in the area of health of the mother. That sounds honorable, but that can include a headache or a backache. That can fall under health of the mother. And on the 24-hour waiting, I mean, we're talking about a termination of life. Why not wait 24 hours? What would it hurt?
Thanks for your call and question. To the first point that the caller, or the first assertion that the caller makes about health of the mother would include something like a headache. Are you aware of that?
Well, I don't think doctors in the state of South Dakota would, you know, go along with performing abortions based on a headache. That's almost at the point of being, you know, ridiculous.
So in term, but the law is very clear about what the doctors cannot do, correct?
Oh, it is. This present law, 1215, is very definitely. I mean, they can't even refer a patient to another doctor when the woman health is an issue without having, you know, the legal repercussions of 5 years and a felony and a $5,000 fine.
Wait a minute, Jen. You're saying that this law says that a doctor who is treating a woman who has extraordinary high blood pressure and other issues that would affect her life and the life of the child, and he's concerned about whether or not she can take this child to term and either one of them live, the doctor can't refer them to another doctor?
That's correct. You have to understand, this is a complete ban on abortion.
Under any circumstances, except for if the mother...
The woman is dying. Yes. There's no other way to describe it except that it is an absolute, complete ban on abortion.
And the caller raised the question of whether or not there would be any political repercussions to the politicians that enacted this law, because this wasn't the law that was enacted, that has been enacted, was not a result of a petition. This was not a result of any kind of voters, any kind of votes. This was a law put in place by the legislators. What are you seeing specifically in South Dakota that would indicate the opposite to you, that there are repercussions out there for legislators supporting this law, or enacting this law, actually?
I think it's the number of candidates who are running because they do not believe that the legislature was responsible in their actions. And the test will be whether or not they work their campaigns hard enough, you know, and actually defeat some of the candidates.
And are any issues being, are there any polls out there that are showing whether or not this is penetrating at all?
I can't answer that at this point because I'm not aware of any, because most of our campaigns will kick off now after the Labor Day weekend, our election for the election in November.
What is your concern if come November 7th the voters in South Dakota decide to enact this law? What's your concern?
Well, my concern is for the victims. I just see that, you know, we would just be double victimizing the victims. When I think of women who have a health issue that is crucial, when I think of young people, children, because I spent 40-some years in education and I saw the results of rape and incest, when I think of those victims being victimized again because they're going to be required to carry that child, it's just alarming.
What will it say to the rest of the country? Because apparently Missouri is one of the states that in the last 2 years that has attempted to enact an abortion ban. What message or what impact do you think that if this law is enacted?
Well, I think there's a tremendous impact nationally if this is. I think it's probably the momentum. It'll give them the spark, you know, across the nation to see if they can't, you know, go ahead and do the same thing, and then I just think we'll see the total abortion. When we started the petition drive and all the way through, you know, what can we do to help, offering, you know, help, you know, any kind of guidance, anything they can do, they have been very, very good about offering, you know, their support to us.
How long will this, if you win, If this law is not enacted, will there be a lawsuit?
I don't think there's any doubt if this goes into effect that there will be a lawsuit that follows the day that the next day. I think you'll see that happen. Hopefully, we can do our job in this end, and that won't have to happen. But we'll have to monitor our legislature very closely in the future. Everybody is. And they're going to have to hold their people accountable. They just can't be as complacent as they have been the last few years.
One of the interesting things that I've read about what has happened as a result of a law being enacted are the Republicans that are coming out and talking about this. There are a number of Republicans that are very concerned about this piece of legislation.
Oh, absolutely. In fact, this isn't a Democrat or Republican issue. If the Democrats had held with the Republicans who were opposed to it, this bill would not have passed the legislature. So, and I would also mention that the prime sponsor on the Senate side was a Democrat. So to have Republicans and Democrats speaking up on both sides of the issue is not surprising when you look at what happened, you know, in the legislative process. But Republicans are definitely concerned about that. There's a number of moderate Republicans who are very concerned about what's happening to the Republican Party in South Dakota, and this bill kind of seems to be the test mark for that.
And if this does pass and it does go to court, how long of a process are we talking about?
Well, what people project based on, you know, the status of the National Supreme Court and so on, that we're probably talking about a 3-year legal battle, which means the state of South Dakota will spend a lot of money.
And where can people call? Where can people go to find out more about this, Jan?
They can go to our webpage. If you have that available, www.southdhealthyfamilies.org.
Very good. Jan Nicolai, co-chair and campaign spokesperson for Healthy Families, thank you so much for joining me this morning on the Wake Up Call.
Thank you.
My pleasure.
Yep, bye.
Listen, folks, this is Liz Brown. The number here is 1-877-920-WGNU. That's 1-877-920-WGNU. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much, much, much business to tend to. And if you want to email me, do that at revolution@lizbrown.com. Or if you want to check out any of the shows, go to whiterosesociety.org, whiterosesociety.org. If you missed an hour, you can go get one of your hours at whiterosesociety.org. And when we come back, we're going to be talking a little bit about the local race here, the Jim Talent, Claire McCaskill race here, some of the issues that are being raised out here, and measuring, if you will, the energy of people's feelings about this particular race. Stay with me.
You to tune in to my show, Floral Design Inside and Out, every Tuesday at 10 a.m. right here on WGNU. Join me as I take you on a journey inside the incredible world of flowers. I'll entice you with ideas from weddings to home entertaining and so very much more. I'm all about flowers and a whole lot of fun. Please join me Tuesdays at 10 a.m. as we stop and smell the flowers right here on AM 920 WGNU.
If you have suffered roof damage from the recent severe weather, Phil Person Roofing is still a name you can trust. Licensed and certified for commercial and residential jobs, Phil Person Roofing offers free estimates for all work. To contact Person Roofing, call this special emergency number, 602-1047. That's 602-1047. Phil Person Roofing, 602-1047.
This is your wake-up call global news update. Dateline Cape Town. The president of Russia is in South Africa today. It's the first time a Russian head of state has ever visited there. He and South African President Thabo Mbeki are expected to sign several trade agreements. During the period of apartheid, the African National Congress received military training and financial support from Moscow. But after coming to power a dozen years ago, Russia backed away from its South Africa connections. Now, President Putin realizes China is making inroads into Africa, and he's trying to offset that.
Before leaving for Morocco later in the week, President Putin will tour Robben Island Prison, where Nelson Mandela spent 18 years as a political prisoner. And a Dateline Mexico City. Unrest over the recent presidential elections is continuing in Mexico. On Friday, opposition lawmakers took over the congressional chambers in the capital and prevented President Vicente Fox from making his final State of the Nation speech. The legislators that staged the event are affiliated with the Democratic Revolutionary Party and its candidate, Andre Manuel Lopez Obrador, who is seeking a full recount of the July 2nd voting. The protest is one of many that have taken place since the election and is an indication that Lopez Obrador may have much more political clout than given credit for. And he could also become a thorn in the side of the declared winner of the election, Felipe Calderon, who belongs to the same political party as President Fox. This is your Wake Up Call Global News Update.
Around the world, and behind the story. It's the award-winning Wake-Up Call with Liz Brown.
By the time you let me know what's real and going on below, but now you never show it to me, do you? And remember when I moved in you, the holy dark was moving too, and every breath
welcome back, welcome back, welcome back to the Wake Up Call. My name is Liz Brown. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much, much, much to talk about. 454-0400 is the phone number. 454-6609 is the fax. And my toll-free long distance is 1-877-920-WGNU. That's 1-877-920-WGNU. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much, 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 much business to take care of. To this election here in St. Louis, in Missouri. this election with Jim Talent and with Claire McCaskill. What is fascinating to me is the fact that Jim Talent, despite the amount of money that he has spent, the amount of time that he has served as the senator for this state, that he is not ahead in the polls. The polls are showing this as a tie. This is a tie before Labor Day. Labor Day is the big kickoff. Folks, you're gonna start. You thought you were seeing commercials. You thought that you were inundated with politics before, in the August 8th election. Oh, well, let me tell you, this election will be something quite different. More of the same in terms of commercials, but you're going to hear and see from these folks a lot. And also the fact that Jim Talent has has more money in the bank than Claire McCaskill has. To offset that, this Saturday Bill Clinton is coming to town. Bill Clinton is coming to town to raise money for Claire McCaskill. Word on the street has it that there's going to be at least $1 million that he brings into town, maybe more, to fill up the coffers for Claire McCaskill. And you know what? The fact of the matter is that if there has never been a better time, there has never been a more important, there has never been a better time or opportunity for the Democrats to be successful. It depends on how they do it. Claire McCaskill brought Willie Nelson, or had her picture taken with Willie Nelson, down in the Boot Hills. Some folks were asking the question of why would the Democrat have her picture taken with Willie Nelson. And I guess the reason is that the people that are one group of people that are being hurt significantly by these gas prices. Diesel prices, despite the fact that gasoline prices have gone down just a touch, diesel prices have been going up. The state of Missouri is a big farming state. Why wouldn't you bring in somebody like Willie Nelson, who is the king of biodiesel, who is almost a folk hero amongst the farmers out there, of the guy who is trying to get rid of the dependency of oil with people that have diesel equipment. Do you know that if this good government wanted to, diesel machines could be run on the waste that you have from French fries, that restaurants have from deep frying French fries and shrimp and fish. There is you can make biodiesel fuel at home in your own blender if you wanted to. A lot better than making meth, huh? You could do that. So why would you have somebody like Willie Nelson come down and stand in for you? As popular as Willie Nelson is amongst the farmers out there, it makes sense. It makes sense. 1-877-920-WGNU. Get to me. You're on the wake-up call.
Yes, Liz. There has not been a six-year Democratic senator from Missouri elected since 1980. 26 years ago, Thomas Eagleton, 1980 to 1986. He and Gebhardt withstood the Reagan landslide, and that's the last Democratic six-year senator who left office 20 years ago. And CNN reports that on the war and on the economy, 76% of likely voters say that they are angry and they want change, and they are breaking 2-to-1 Democratic. In certain years like 74, 76, 92, even the money cannot overwhelm the anger and the desire for punishment and revenge. Thank you very much, Liz.
1-877-920-WGNU. That's 1-877-920-WGNU. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much business to attend to. And I think that it's one thing to talk about what the polls are saying and what people are feeling. It's another thing to get people to act on that. Are people going to go out to the polls come November? Are they going to feel compelled enough? I think they are. I think they are. I believe that people will feel. I'm concerned about some folks. Well, one of the things that people need to consider, and that's what we do at the Urban Institute on Saturdays, we try to make it clear, the understanding that this is we're thinking long term. We're planning long term. We're acting long term on these issues. And if you look at this issue in terms of the Senate race of Claire McCaskill and Jim Talent, and we're going to have Claire McCaskill on the show for probably about 7 weeks here on the wake-up call, once a week. So you're going to be able to talk to her and talk about the issues. We're going to be doing that here on the wake-up call, so put that on your calendar. But I think that one of the things, if we're looking long-term, if we're looking large at what our vote in November will mean, if we elect a Democrat to the United States Senate, that will take the state of Missouri out of the red state definition. It will become not a blue state, but a purple state. What does that mean? Aside from the odd choices of color, what it means is is that the Republicans can't take the state of Missouri for granted anymore. This will make Kit Bond have to spend more time, more money in the state of Missouri, because there aren't two Republicans like that, or there wouldn't be two Republicans. And if the United States Senate doesn't change over from majority, the state of Missouri will get more attention and more money with a purple state status. You'll get attention from both your Democrat and your Republican. That's a win-win for the citizens of the state of Missouri. That's a win-win. Win-win means two wins. XX Peter.
Good morning, my sister.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing blacktastic. You know, I'd like to thank you for the program that you and Irene J. Smith had this past Saturday showing the Levees group.
Thank you so much. I thought it was a wonderful turnout.
Oh, it was. And there was a lot to be gained. And, you know, one of the key things that I picked up from the interviews that was being held with the participants of the program was that it was mentioned that if the state of Louisiana had the right to license for the oil drilling on the shores.
That was just huge, wasn't it?
Yes. Then everyone in Louisiana would be very, very wealthy, and they could build their own levees.
They could build it. If the state of Louisiana could secede from the Union, and then they would take, they don't get a dime from all of the billions of dollars of oil that's pumped off their shores.
No, they don't.
They don't get a dime from that. Mm-hmm. That's insane. That is absolutely outrageous. Texas gets money.
Alaska gets money.
Mississippi gets money. How is it that Louisiana doesn't get a dime from that? That was one of the most jaw-dropping parts of the story from when the levees broke.
And maybe you have time, you could talk on that a little bit more longer.
Absolutely.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. We're going to take a break, folks. My name is Liz Brown. I will be back in the next hour. Stay with me.
Very sad news for all of you, the people who love peace all over the world. Martin Luther King was shot and was killed tonight in Memphis. I will never say that progress is being made. If you stick a knife in my back 9 inches and pull it out 6 inches, there's no progress. You pull it all the way out, that's not progress. The progress is healing your wound. That's below me.
I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. Tell me, brother, stop resisting.
But the hard truth is that not everyone is sharing in this city's splendor and glory. There are more poor than ever. More families in trouble. More and more people who need help but can't find it.
Struggle against the common enemies of man, tyranny, poverty, disease, and war itself.
We believe that all men are created equal, yet many are denied equal treatment.
And so we say to all in this nation who dare listen to us, black, white, Jew, Gentile, Asian, Latino, and we are brothers.
For the issues that matter most, it's AM 920 WGNU, Granite City, St. Louis.
Here's the latest from the ABC News. I'm Daria Albinger. If you think you've heard and seen a lot from politicians, wait, they're just getting started. And when it comes to the congressional races, it could get ugly. Here's ABC's Pam Coulter.
Lawmakers are back on the job, with Republicans at risk of losing their 12-year-long grip on power. The pre-election agenda likely to be influenced by issues designed to lift voters out of a surly mood. On the to-do list, approval of a defense spending bill and money for the Department of Homeland Security. Republicans will address the high cost of energy with the bill to expand offshore oil drilling. There may be a second shot at increasing the minimum wage, and GOP leaders plan to change House rules to make it tougher to slip pet projects in legislation. Pam Coulter, ABC News, Washington.
The defining issue in this year's midterm elections could be the war in Iraq. The White House says it's a part of the war on terror, and it's issued a report today saying that won't be won for a long time. Homeland Security Advisor Fran Townsend says it's not a matter of getting votes this November.
This is much more serious than sort of election year politics.
We fight this battle every single day.
President Bush speaks about the war on terror today, less than a week until the fifth anniversary of the 9/11 attacks. A state funeral is planned for Steve Irwin. Police, meanwhile, are keeping a graphic video showing the man known as the Crocodile Hunter pulling a stingray's barb from his chest just moments before he collapsed and died.
I did see the footage, and it's shocking. It's a very hard thing to watch because you're actually witnessing somebody die.
Irwin's manager, John Staten. The cook at a bed and breakfast in Newry, Maine, is under arrest. Police say the man is charged with killing three women whose bodies were found at the B&B. Investigators aren't sure if the women were guests or employees. ABC News Money Scope. The Dow is down 19 points in early going, and the NASDAQ is off 6 points. This is ABC News.
BF Goodrich Tires own the off-road. Here's proof. 20 straight score Baja 1000 championships. 5 straight wins in the Dakar Rally. And more earth-crawling championships than all other tires combined.
Visit any auto tire, the Tire Pros, from August 7th to September 3rd and receive an instant $50 off custom wheels, accessories, warranties, and services when you buy 4 new select BF Goodrich light truck or SUV tires. See store for details.
BF Goodrich Tires. Take control.
You can live truly debt-free on just the money you already make using my proven system. Let me send you a free tape today that shows you how. Hi, I'm John Commuta, creator of the Transforming Debt into Wealth system. My system doesn't consolidate your debt, it eliminates it, no matter how much debt you have.
I'm completely debt-free now thanks to John Commuta.
Call now and I'll rush you my free tape. Call 1-800-618-4001. That's 1-800-618-4001. 1-800-618-4001.
ABC News marks the fifth anniversary of the 9/11 attacks with a series called Remembering 9/11. Today, ABC's Aaron Katursky looks at the lingering health problems of the first responders.
5 years after they breathed Ground Zero's toxic air, thousands of rescue workers are sick.
They should have the confidence to know that if they become disabled as a result of their 9/11 activity, they will be taken care of.
Detectives Endowment Association President Michael Palladino helped convince the state to provide new health benefits. Too late, though, for some New York City firefighters, says Union President Steve Cassidy.
Three have died as a direct result of illnesses that they received as a result of their work at Ground Zero.
Aaron Katursky, ABC News, New York.
Those sudden heart attacks that can kill people usually aren't. A German study says most people usually have chest pains or shortness of breath just before they collapse. Two-thirds had a medical history that made them more likely to get a heart attack. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
Now, the local report from the WGNU Newsroom.
Good morning, St. Louis. This is Patrick Bryant-Meyer with your WGNU News Update for the 9 o'clock hour. In the news this Tuesday, funeral arrangements are pending for a soldier from Farmington. Army Sergeant Michael Deason was killed last Wednesday when a grenade struck his convoy in Iraq. The 28-year-old Deason was supposed to return home this Thursday. Two robbery suspects are in custody after a police chase through St. Louis and the Metro East. Police say the suspects robbed four people yesterday morning before the chase began in the city of St. Louis. The pursuit continued into East St. Louis and then ended back in the city, where the suspects hit a parked car and were arrested. No one was hurt, but police say the suspects sideswiped several cars. The suspects' names haven't been released. Gas prices are on the way down. That's according to Smith Moore and Company analyst Julie Neiman. Neiman says the unofficial end of summer will drive prices down.
At this point, we're looking at $2.40-$2.45 at the pump right now. I think we could go down into the $2.30 area, which would be very positive.
Neiman says the relatively mild hurricane season has a lot to do with the low gas prices. She predicts prices could dip even more if some analyst predictions of a recession come true. Finally this hour, the Cardinals and Nationals continue their three-game series tonight with a 6:05 start in our nation's capital. Right-handers Jeff Supon and Pedro Astacio are the scheduled starters. Supon continues to impress in the second half by posting a 2.54 ERA since the All-Star break. He is 10-7 on the year with a 4.61 ERA. The veteran Astacio has a 3-4 record to go along with an ERA of 6.12.
This WGNU News Report is brought to you by State Farm Insurance. Switch to State Farm and your great driving record could help you get great discounts. Talk to Agent Tom Wade in Manchester today and get your reward here and now. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. That's your look at local news for the 9 o'clock hour. I'm Patrick Brandmeier for Radio Free St. Louis.
Good morning, St. Louis. 7 minutes after the hour of 9 o'clock at AM 920 WGNU. I'm Howard Morton with a look at this hour's traffic and weather. This hour's traffic is sponsored by McDonald's Restaurants. Eastbound 44 from 185 to St. Clair. Look for road construction. Southbound 170 at 40. There's an accident. An accident's been cleared, but there may be some delays. Northbound 270 between McKelvey and 70. Look for paving operations going on. Right lane is closed. In fact, there are a number of areas where construction sites are going on, so just use caution and slow down through those work zones. Other than that, you may see some residual traffic rolling into downtown at this hour. That is a look at this hour's traffic. This hour's traffic has been sponsored by McDonald's. Start with a cup of McDonald's Fresh Brewed Premium Roast Coffee. Add a warm, fresh-made breakfast sandwich and bring your morning into life-affirming focus. Wake up and smell your life. McDonald's, I'm loving it. Now, taking a look at your WGNU forecast for today, tomorrow, and Thursday. Patchy fog this morning, mostly cloudy throughout the day. Chance of showers, partly cloudy by this afternoon, high in the mid-70s. This evening, mostly clear, low around 60 for Wednesday. Partly cloudy skies, high in the lower 80s. And Thursday, mostly sunny with a high in the mid-80s. Currently, we have 62 degrees. Lambert Field is reporting 62 as well. Stay tuned for more of Liz Brown and the award-winning wake-up call. We'll take another look at your news and your weather in the 10 o'clock hour. I'm Howard Morton for AM 920 WGNU.
I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. Feel the brothers talking the same. I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. Feel the brothers talking the same. Please do not beg folks for power. Nobody is going to give it to you. You were born with power.
Some very sad news for all of you, the people who love peace all over the world. Martin Luther King was shot and was killed tonight.
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back to the wake-up call. My name is Liz Brown. You need to get up. You need to get to me. 1-877-920-WGNU. Get up, get up, get to me. And if you want to email me, you can do that at revolution@lizbrown.com. That's revolution@lizbrown.com. Get up, get up. Get up, get to me, and don't forget the show is archived every week at White Rose Society, every day at whiterosesociety.org. Okay. At some point, dear Lord, there must be a stop to what's going on. At some point, somebody needs to put the brakes on at some point. You cannot, in any relationship, in any healthy relationship, there is the natural tug and pull, the push and pull, the little bit of, there's always healthy friction going on as you are finding out and creating that positive space for both parties to exist in. That's a natural thing, that we all do that, you know. I like ice cream. You don't like sweets. You find the happy middle ground. If one person is in complete charge of the relationship, that's not a healthy relationship. And it's that way in life. If one person is in charge of everything, it cannot be everything that it needs to be. And that's what's happening in our good government. We have one party that is in complete absolute control, that is doing things that allows for other bad things to happen. Let me be clear. Let me be clear. I was very, very, very concerned when fingerprinting started to become a casual thing. You open up a checking account, you've got to give your thumbprint. Why? You go pay your electric bill, you use a check, you've got to use your thumbprint. Why? They start putting little chips in dogs. They tell you that it's to find your, it's so that you can find Fido. Or what was George Bush's dog's name? I think it was real creative. What was it? Dog. I think he named his dog Dog. Something very creative. So if you want to find your dog, you have to have a little chip in him. And that is to ease your mind, to get you to this other place. And when there's no resistance to going down this path of identifying us like this, we're all in trouble. Oh, fingerprints for grown-ups are okay. It's reasonable. We've got to protect our checking accounts. We've got to have our thumbprints on file everywhere. Really? Well, then I guess you're not going to be you're not going to have a problem with this in Rome, Georgia. That would be Georgia, United States, Georgia. Rome City Schools are switching to scanning to a scanning system that, and here's the word, here's what kills me. Here's what kills me and contributes to that easing of a state that is all about following you around. Check this out. These are the words out of the article. The never-ending march of technology now means school children here can pay for their sloppy joes with their fingers. The Rome City Schools is switching to a scanning system that lets students use their fingerprints to access their accounts. In the past, the children had to punch in their PIN numbers. So let me get this straight. My 3-year-old's fingerprint is going to be on file somewhere? My 4-year-old's fingerprint's going to be on file somewhere? The new system speeds up the lunch lines. It's being phased into the high schools and the middle schools and all of the city elementary schools. Huh. Huh. Are you scared yet? Are you scared yet? They are fingerprinting babies. And they're going to tell you it makes it faster. It makes it easier. One parent said, it may be perfectly secure, but my daughter's a minor, and I understand that supposedly kids have the options not to have their print scanned, but that's not being told to my daughter, really. Go figure. Huh. I'm Liz Brown. Stay with me.
Recently in St. Louis, some changes were made in healthcare providers, and we at ConnectCare want you to know that sometimes change can be good. ConnectCare, still connected to the community. ConnectCare is now your specialty care clinic hub. If you or your loved one is dealing with kidney disease, you can contact one of ConnectCare's renal specialists at our renal clinic, dedicated to improving the quality of life and providing optimal care for patients with chronic and acute renal disease. At ConnectCare, we have 14 specialty care clinics to serve your healthcare needs. Our specialty care clinic hub includes specialty clinics dealing with arthritis, ENT, GI, orthopedics, and a women's specialty clinic. At ConnectCare, the physicians and staff at our specialty clinics are committed to the philosophy that the best care is provided by those with the greatest commitment to their community. ConnectCare, still connected to the community.
Are you a female undergoing chemotherapy or radiation treatment for cancer? Are you willing to listen to a relaxation CD for 10 to 20 days? Then contact Dr. William Collins at 314-569-1290. That's 314-569-1290. This research is supported by the Scientific Arts Foundation. Visit www.scientificartsfoundation.org for more information.
Informative, educational, provocative. This is the award-winning Morning Wake-Up Call with Liz Brown.
Welcome back to the Wake Up Call. This is Liz Brown, 1-877-920-WGNU. That's the number, 1-877-920-WGNU. It's not going to be a good couple of months for the Republicans. There are double digits of districts that 20 districts that, well, let me get it, put it this way. In the beginning, there were 20 GOP House seats that were thought to be vulnerable. Now some Republicans are conceding that there may be twice as many. The Democrats need 15 seats to take control. So you're going to see some stuff coming out. You're going to see there's a movie coming out by Robert Greenwald talking about the cost of where the money was spent in Iraq, making a case that the money went, billions of dollars went into the hands of unscrupulous private contractors, jobs that the military used to do. You're going to see movies coming out. You're going to see books coming out. There's this book coming out that's entitled The Architect, Karl Rove and the Master Plan for Absolute Power. James Moore and Wayne Slater, he's the senior political reporter for the Dallas Morning News. They're coming out with this book, and there's a quote in there that we're going to talk about that's just, you're going to hear all kinds of the stuff. Not, the timing of everything is right about now, because that's when people are going to be paying attention. People that normally don't pay attention to politics are going to be paying attention now. You're going to see a lot of stuff coming out. And I want to talk to you about this book, The Architect, Karl Rove and the Master Plan for Absolute Power. Anita, good morning.
Yes, good morning, Liz. I have a question in regards to McCaskill and the Clinton fundraiser.
Sure.
Clinton is just a copy of the Bush regime. There is no difference, even though they call themselves Democrats, okay? And this leads also into the endorsement, her being compromised possibly for the endorsement for Hillary's running. Would you comment on that? Because there
explain to me the compromise for the Hillary Clinton piece.
Right. If Clinton is coming in town to help McCaskill
to raise money.
Right, to raise money, then that would make me, as you were teaching, the indebtedness of McCaskill to possibly to Hillary's endorsement.
And that would be true if we're going to see Hillary Clinton coming into town. And as my understanding is, she's not coming into town. One of the things that she has done, and I think it's striking, one of the things that Hillary Clinton has done, as she has gone all over the country getting money from folks for her presidential race.
Yes.
So she's not coming into town to get any money or to try to raise any money. She's out there trying to raise money for her own political ambitions. Insofar as Bill Clinton coming into town and raising money for Claire McCaskill, of course the questions have to be asked of what the political indebtedness is for that. You're absolutely right. You're definitely right. You always have to ask those questions and demand the answers when anybody raises money for or contributes to someone. You absolutely do. And I think that that's a very important question.
And I'm asking also, even though Hillary Clinton is raising her own money, supposedly raising her own money, but she's a carbon copy of what the Bush administration is proposing and doing. There's no difference, regardless of what they say out of their mouth. They are one and the same.
Well, I wouldn't say that Hillary Clinton is exactly the same as George Bush. No one has been exactly the same as George Bush and his administration. I think that's an overstatement in terms of the things that Hillary Clinton has not done. If we're going to talk about Hillary Clinton, we need to break things down. What is her position on the war? I am very troubled with it. I'm very much in opposition to her position on the war. It is more nuanced. It is more of a nuanced position than, say, a Joe Lieberman, but it is still a supportive position. And that is a problem. Hillary Clinton has also taken other positions that are very problematic, but they're not exactly the same. It's not a fair or accurate statement to say that she's the exact same as George Bush, because she's not. She's pro-choice.
Right.
Okay, and George Bush is not pro-choice. So I think we can make some distinctions. The question for me is that is she progressive enough to be, is she more of a Joe Lieberman Democrat, or is she more of a, a Maxine Waters type of a Democrat? She is definitely more Joe Lieberman. I'm concerned about the fact that Rupert Murdoch now likes her. That Rupert Murdoch has thrown a fundraiser for her. I have more problems with a Rupert Murdoch throwing a party and her taking money from a Rupert Murdoch. That says a lot about who Hillary Clinton is. And if a Claire McCaskill did something like that, I would be very concerned about that.
All right.
Okay?
Yes.
You feel me?
Yes.
All right.
Thank you.
Thanks for your call.
Absolutely. 1-877-920-WGNU.
I think that is such an important observation for people that are trying to impact the political world that they live in. Who's throwing your fundraisers? Who are you taking money from? And analyze the people based upon that. Absolutely. Absolutely. I think that is very, very, very critical, crucial, and it's our responsibility to do that. Now, there's a book coming out called The Architect, Karl Rove and the Master Plan for Absolute Power. Whew. Now, this is something that was reported in the Austin American Statesman in December of 1998. And maybe he said that this was a joke. I wouldn't think it's a joke. But this is when, before Boy George became got into the White House. And this is the issue, the challenge of the whole issue of someone else's religious beliefs determining the quality of your life. Huh. Bush said, he told a Houston Post in 1993 that only those who accept Jesus Christ go to heaven. And when he was waiting for an elevator in 1998, now again, this is in the book, The Architect, Karl Rove and the Master Plan for Absolute Power. He said the first thing that when he went to the first thing that he was going to say to Israeli Jews was that they were all going to go to you know where, because they are not Christians. And I find this problematic on a number of different levels. I mean, the obvious one is the racism of it. The anti-Semitic component of it. But also, for all of the Americans out there who do not share the same faith as George W. Bush, a person that casually tosses out saying that you're going to go That's to me, the problem is that the impact of that is we're all going to suffer. Now, if they had had a political crystal ball back then, after hearing a comment like that, I mean, we're Monday morning quarterbacking, but if we had heard that back then, it wouldn't have been so hard to predict where we are right now. That's what he said. The authors of this book, The Architect, Karl Rove and the Master Plan for Absolute Power, assert that religion and ethnicity have been manipulated by Bush and Rove to divide and conquer the nation. Do you think? You think? 1-877-920-WGNU. That's my phone number. My name is Liz Brown. I will get at you after we get at this. Don't forget you can email me at revolution@lizbrown.com. Check out my web at lizbrown.com. That's LIZZBrown .com. Get to me. We have much business to tend to. Stay with me.
You've heard WGNU's community calendar of events going on in and around the area. Ever wonder where the information comes from? The majority of it comes from our listening audience. If your nonprofit organization would like help promoting its events and ongoing operations free of charge, send all necessary information to calendar@WGNU.net. Please send the correspondence 2 weeks prior to any events. WGNU reserves the right to edit or reject submissions for reasons of time and content.
In the beginning, there were but a few that gave birth to a new fad in music called rock and roll. They were referred to as the Legends of Rock. And now Goldie's Music has compiled the greatest hits of three of these legends. Jerry Lee Lewis, Little Richard, Chuck Berry.
Well, I'm gonna write a little letter, I'm gonna mail it to my local DJ. Man, you broke my will, but what a thrill. This is great. Balls of fire.
This 3-CD package is not available in store, so call toll-free right now and order your very own copy of The Legends of Rock.
call 1-800-577-3995. That's 1-800-577-3995. 1-800-577-3995.
This is Mitch Washington of the St. Louis office of Edward Jones, located at 200 North Broadway downtown, inviting you to tune in to Radio Free St. Louis for the WGNU Stock Market Recap, weekday afternoons immediately following the 3:30 traffic update. Find out how your investments are doing and how the numbers on Wall Street are affecting you. That's the WGNU Stock Market Recap with me, Mitch Washington, weekday afternoons at 3:30 on Radio Free St. Louis, AM 920 WGNU.
Anywhere in the world at WGNU.net, the award-winning wake-up call with Liz Brown.
I sing like a hornet. They won't let me have it, not even if no one else wants it.
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back to the wake-up call. My name is Liz Brown. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much, much, much to talk about. You're on the wake-up call. Good morning.
Yes, good morning. My question, isn't Karl Rove and the Bush administration have more than just that common link? Don't they ancestors were supporters of the Hitlerian movement? George Bush's grandfather, Prescott Bush, was more or less busted by, I think, for, one of the presidents in this country for supporting the Hitler movement. And, of course, Karl Rove's father was also involved with that. And they're both taking a page out of one of the historians here, Albert Pike, who also was a founding father of the Masonic Order and also the Ku Klux Klan. And their whole idea was to bring about a third world war that would split Christians against preferably Islam. And on the piggyback of that, they also wanted to, if that didn't work, they wanted to do something about bringing China into it to bring about a world war that they could control. And isn't that what we're seeing now?
I think we're seeing some of that, but I also think that what we are seeing, too, are the unpredicted factors, some factors of the power of China. Okay,
right.
Where we're seeing the emergence of Central America, Latin America, through a Hugo Chavez.
Yes.
We're seeing some of that, and we're also seeing things spiral out of control in a way that is that I guess that's what it means when you spiral out of control. You can't control it anymore. But I think that what is happening in the Middle East is not turning out to be as anticipated.
It's blowing up in their faces.
I'm not clear that it is blowing up in their faces, but it certainly is not going as they. It was not supposed to turn out like this in Lebanon. Okay, well, Israel was supposed to have won that with the clarity
right.
and with decisiveness and be the undisputed winner out of that. That's not what happened. That is not what happened there. And that is going to be problematic for this administration as well as for Israel. So that it wasn't supposed to happen like that.
That's right. I agree. And as a minister myself, I noticed that, and not to try and turn this into a political message, but I noticed that the church or the so-called church, this country is built on 86% believers. And I noticed that they're just kind of sitting on the sideline, you know, as though they don't know what's going on or walking through this thing.
I think that the church, I think that churches have been particularly challenged. I think that one of the things that has happened as a result of the Bush administration being in office for as long as it has been in office, it has revealed a number of things. And one of the things that it has revealed within the churches is the impact of money. This, with the release of this faith-based money, we are seeing churches do things that they haven't done in the past. We have seen, I for one have seen churches compromising their,
yes.
what they stand for in pursuit of this money.
This mighty dollar, yes.
It's been a revealing time. These years have been a revealing time. Thank you so much,
Brian. Hey, thank you for taking my call.
Certainly. 1-877-920-WGNU. Car phone.
Hello, Liz. How are you today?
I'm outstanding.
Well, I actually did something I never do, and that was I actually turned away from your radio station while I was reading the paper today. And I want to bring to your attention, I think you've done an excellent job with, what is it, the International Institute? Is that the thing you do on Saturday?
International Urban Institute.
International Urban Institute. Well, I've got another one for you that you might want to present to the people that come to that on Saturday. And it's about the show this evening. It's called The Toxic Legacy. It's coming on the Discover Channel, and it's revealing what any black person, and anybody with a half of a brain, for that matter, already knew. And it's been discussed over the years. That being the absolute environmental disaster that took place when those towers fell in New York. Now, I'm sure you remember, because I know you do, because you talked about it, Christy Todd Whitman's making the statement that air quality is just fine in Lower Manhattan. Well, you and I and most people already knew they had any sense is that the air quality was horrid after those towers fell. Now, I don't know how they came down. I have my own speculations too in regards to how and why those towers fell. But I did know, because I was at my job watching it on, the television down there, when those towers did fall. And the cloud that resulted from that, I told myself and told all the people I work with, there's going to be a bunch of dead people in about 10 years behind all this cloud of smoke that just went up. Well, I'm just letting you guys know, and I really think that the people that, come to your Urban Institute on Saturday will get a great deal of information. Would be vindicated of what they may have said about the environmental impact of those buildings coming down.
And it
comes down to common sense, too.
All right.
You've got buildings filled with asbestos, filled with fiberglass, filled with mercury from the LCD monitors that are there, and they come down in a cloud of smoke, and the people are breathing it. Any half which you be able to figure out that our government once again has lied to us. And all you staunch Republicans that think that these guys are looking out for your best friend's favor, that in the current administration of this country, you need to wake up and come out of that trance that you've been put yourself into or have been put into by the people that you love so much that have killed your sons and daughters as well as overseas.
Thanks for your call.
All right.
1-877-920-WGNU. That's 1-877-920-WGNU. Get up. Get to me. We have much, much, much to talk about. Jerry.
Good morning, Liz. How you doing?
I'm outstanding. How are you?
Okay. It was good to see you Saturday. That's the first time I've been over there to the Institute. And last time I saw you was the Ella Reasonover case.
Okay.
And yeah. You know, I was listening to your show a couple of weeks ago, and you had a sister on, and I was a part of that Highway 70 thing, too. And I was the sister that you had on was talking about how they had this eye on the black caucus and how they vote and whatnot. And it took me back to Mr. Vickers and that whole thing of not going out on Highway 40, And the thing, I want to ask, does it sometimes disgust you? Because she was saying how it seemed like a lot of the Southern brothers, they kind of get, it's like no one would. Do you recall the system talking about?
Of course, keep talking.
Okay, and she was talking about how they weren't backing that one sister.
You're talking about Cynthia McKinney.
Right. Mm-hmm. And, sometimes it doesn't really disgust you, though, because, when I hear this stuff on the radio, I'll be listening, I'll be like, why can't these black men stand up for these sisters? It just kills me that they get weak in the knees when they have to just come up to these white males. It just kills me. But when you be on the radio, I'm like, I know you just be like, what's that? And it's not all of them. It's just some, but it just sounds so discouraging to hear this stuff.
Oh, it doesn't sound discouraging to me. I don't put it on to be discouraging to anyone. Mm-hmm. You have to put it on so that you have to know not only how to vote, but how attentive you have to be to your elected officials.
Yeah.
There are a lot of weak-kneed elected officials out here.
Right.
And people need to know that the things that are being done in their name, the things that are not being done in their name, and people need to act on that. And the reason that we talked about what happened to, one of the reasons I talked about what happened to Cynthia McKinney is because you need to know that members of the Black Caucus, some members of the Black Caucus are not doing what they are in charge to do, that what they have been given to do, and you need to respond to that.
Was she the same person, or was it a different guy? I was listening to another time. Was she the same person who was talking about how when they go into office, they have to, from day one, almost be trying to go for the next time they'll be reelected because of all the money they have to pay out into these to join these certain. As you were saying, they have to pay so much money. Maybe I think
they have to. They have dues that they have to pay to
right.
the Democratic Committee, to the Democratic Party. Absolutely. Well, they run every 2 years,
right.
So of course, Congress people are running for office, should be raising money, or are raising money every opportunity that they get because they have short cycles, unlike United States senators.
Right.
So yeah. So yes, they are. And I got a roll. But thank
all
you,
right,
Jerry.
Take care.
1-877-920-WGNU. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much to talk about. 1-877-920-WGNU. You got to keep your eye on them. You just got to, keep your eye on them because left unattended, elected officials will do things that are in the, not, that are in their interest. But certainly not in yours. 454-0400 is the phone number. 454-6609 is the fax. And one of the things that there was a report that has come out by, in Mother Jones about the worst places to cast a ballot in America. The worst places to cast a ballot. And one of the places is Georgia. But it's also the same type of thing that's happening here in Missouri. Georgia, why? Because it is basically what they've created is a poll tax. Is a poll tax. And then we have other places that it's they're vulnerable because or worse places to vote because of the fact that the machines are not counting their votes. And I just want to remind you, in case you have forgotten, this is America that you're living in. And in the year 2006, we are talking about votes not being counted. Out of all, with all the technology that we have available, it is now worse for folks getting their votes counted than it ever has been. How does that make you feel? To know that it is worse, it is harder to get your vote counted today in 2006 than it was in 1956. There are places that people can not vote. And the other piece of it also are the just the array of the different voting laws that apply. We'll talk about some of those when we come back. My name is Liz Brown. This is the Wake Up Call. Stay with me.
Forest floor. Find out on Thursday, August 31st from 10 to 11:30 a.m. We'll sift through leaves and search the nooks and crannies of fallen logs, learn what these insects eat and how they survive. For more information, call 314-877-6014. Something for you from Radio Free St. Louis.
This is your wake-up call global news update. Dateline Washington. The person who takes care of the Medicare and Medicaid programs at the federal level will reportedly resign this week, perhaps as early as today. Dr. Mark McClellan was appointed to that position by President Bush in early 2004 after he had served as Commissioner of the Food and Drug Administration. He had also served in the White House in other capacities as a member of the President's Council of Economic Advisors. McClellan's term was marked by controversy during the startup of the Medicare Part D prescription drug program. Last month, it was discovered that Medicare had erroneously reimbursed some 200,000 Medicare recipients for their drug premiums, and the chairman of the Senate Finance Committee, Charles Grassley, had specifically told McClellan to provide a detailed explanation of how that happened. Dr. McClellan is the older brother of former White House Press Secretary Scott McClellan, and his mother is the comptroller of the state of Texas, Carol Keaton Strayhorn, who is now running for the governorship of that state. And, Dateline Washington, the word is out in the high levels of the Republican Party that former President Bush is concerned over the mental state of his son, the current president. The elder Bush expressed to several people his worry over W's blind support for Israel's Iron Hammer assault on Lebanon, and his fear that he may be out of touch with even close advisors such as Condoleezza Rice. An earlier newspaper report indicated that Bush and Condi had a falling out over the one-sided support for Israel in the recent Hezbollah conflict. Some of those close to the Bush family say the old man's concern about his son was one reason why he asked the president to come to the family home in Connecticut last month. It is said that former President Bill Clinton calls on Bush Sr. more often than does W. And White House staffers are also reporting the president has taken up the habit of farting when he meets new White House aides. That's a practice that the president finds greatly amusing. This is your wake-up call, Global News Update.
Prizes awarded on WGNU will be held for pickup at the radio station for 30 days. After 30 days, all items become the sole property of WGNU Radio to be disposed of at our discretion. In the case of event tickets, tickets will be held for 30 days or until the date of the event, whichever comes first. Prizes must be picked up at our studios, which are located at 265 Union Boulevard in St. Louis, unless otherwise specified.
Hey everybody, this is Scott Cooper. Stay tuned for my show, Floral Design Inside and Out, coming up next on WGNU.
Big Brother is watching, and we're watching Big Brother. It's the award-winning wake-up call with Liz Brown.
Welcome back. Welcome back to the Wake Up Call. This is Liz Brown. My number here is 1-877-920-WGNU. 1-877-920-WGNU. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much to talk about. And if you want to email me, you need to do that at revolution@lizbrown.com. That's revolution@lizbrown.com. Get up. Get to me. Don't forget the International Urban Institute meets on Saturdays. The address is 1020 North Taylor. The time is 9 a.m. to 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. Get up, get up, get to me. Car phone?
Liz.
Yes.
How vulgar can you get? Did you hear that? Now when Bush meets his aides, what he does? Did you just hear that?
Yes, I did. Yes,
Liz,
I did.
I heard everything now. Come on, that's crazy. That is straight crazy.
That is it's a lot of things.
I can't believe it.
It's a lot of things that's pretty vulgar.
That is so rude.
That's pretty vulgar.
Okay, now let me get up your phone.
1-877-920-WGNU. That's 1-877-920-WGNU. We have had people on the show before, authors, doctors, psychiatrists that have taken a look-see into the mental, to the mind, the mental capabilities into the mind of George W. Bush. And that story is not inconsistent with it. And I want you to know, tomorrow morning in the 9 o'clock hour, we're going to be looking at nearly $750,000 that the members of Congress have gotten in perks from the drug industry over the last 3 years, and apparently. Is it reasonable for us to draw a conclusion that that same industry has gotten all kinds of huge profits? Is there a link between federal legislation and these companies' prosperity? You will find out tomorrow morning when Jim Morris, the project manager for the Center for Public Integrity, joins me here on the Wake Up Call. No, there isn't a gas shortage. There is not. 454-0400 is my phone number. Get up, get to me. You're on the Wake Up Call. Good morning.
Good morning, sir.
Yes.
This is ridiculous. I mean, Tweedledee, Tweedledum, but this man, this is grotesque. I mean, this man has lost it. He never had it. He don't have the wits to be the man that commander-in-chief in the United States. I don't know why the man should step down. And his father had problems also. But when Bill Clinton said he was going back to the man for evidence, that's really what was strange, because when they were running against one another.
When Bill Clinton said what?
He went and asked for advice from Bush Sr.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, this is crazy. When he was running against Bush Sr., he was all on top of the man. Now they're holding hands, you know, the different things and stuff. You know, this is nuts. I don't really, you know, I know who to believe in, because I'm a straight out Democrat. But I mean, I don't have no faith in no Republican whatsoever. And President Claire McCaskill,
mm-hmm.
I hope she run a smooth campaign. And I don't see what's strange about Willie Nelson coming down and doing something for her. This was all about bucks when you win elections.
I don't see anything wrong.
I don't know nothing wrong with
that.
I mean, these people are doing everything, and then got all these crooks up there and all the other kind of money around there. And the United States of people are suffering. There's no excuse for nobody to buy. Like I said, I'm not giving a dime to no war effort, because the government makes money that we spend. They print it up. These people shouldn't be giving a dime. And you give somebody buying your sons and daughters equipment, you're out of your mind. I ain't got paid yet. Tell them to send me some money. Oh, I care. I need my Agent Orange money. Tell them to send me something.
All right. Thanks for your call. 1-877-920-WGNU. That's 1-877-920-WGNU. Huh? Huh? If boy George's daddy is worried about his son, just know what he knows. Know what he knows. And it's about time that you got worried about him. I don't know what, you didn't see it when he, you didn't see it with Katrina? You didn't see it with 9/11? You haven't seen it? Of course he's out of touch with the American people. Look at his strategy. The only thing, we're going to see Katie Couric tonight. Katie Couric is going to come on TV with a pre-recorded interview. It's not going to be a live interview. Carrying out the same conversation that George Bush is going to is having with us. The war is going fine. We have to do this because terrorists are everywhere. And we're going to stay there longer than I was in office. And we're winning. It's working. It's working. I'm in agreement with, and you'll never hear this come out of my mouth again, I'm in agreement with Newt Gingrich. The mantra for the Democrats, the mantra for people that don't consider themselves Democrats, the mantra for people that understand the devastation that this administration has brought, the mantra should be, had enough? Had enough? Andre.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
First of all, thanks for the showing of that movie on Saturday. That was a real eye-opener.
Wasn't that incredible?
Yes, and it's something that everybody should see. I'm sorry that everybody in the country doesn't have access to it the way they should. because that's something that should have been shown on Channel 9, really.
It is outstanding. It's an outstanding piece.
It's the best thing Spike has ever done. He's redeemed himself after X.
After Get on the Back of the Bus. I haven't forgiven him for Get on the Back of the Bus.
Well, that too. That too.
All right.
The thing that I really wanted to talk about, this stupid thing with Bush. I mean, why would anybody be surprised? I mean, okay.
I don't think anybody's expressing surprise. I think that people are saying, you know what? That makes sense. That if your policies are vulgar, why wouldn't you be vulgar?
Yeah, and think about the firecrackers with the frogs.
That is correct. That is correct.
It just fits. It all fits. But also, like the last gentleman, I find myself more positively aligned with liberal policies. But at this point in my life, I don't even care about the titles, Democrat, Republican, because they really don't mean anything anymore, if they ever did. Because the folks who claim to be liberal really aren't liberal. I mean, if you were liberal, you would say and you would do things that would align this country with such policies that would have free health care for everybody, free education for everybody. There is no reason why people should come out of college with $150,000 worth of debt.
That's an obscenity.
No, obscenity doesn't live there. That's a gated community obscenity can't get into.
Mm.
That's past obscenity.
Mm.
I don't know the word for it, but it's past obscenity.
All right.
We should be turning out, like I told you on Saturday, Cuba turns out the most doctors in the Western Hemisphere, that poor little country, so-called.
That's right. And if anybody wants to be...
more doctors than anybody. How are they doing that?
Yeah, why does it have to cost that much? It doesn't have to, it just does,
because right. somebody can do it.
That's right.
It's like, I heard a man on the news the other day talking about how, well, gas is down, this was a brother saying, well, gas is down to 250 or whatever it is a gallon, that's pretty good. No, it's not.
No.
I remember a time when people complained about the price of gas being 40 cents a gallon. They said, if gasoline gets up to 45 cents, I'm going to quit driving, I'm going to sell my car. Yeah, right.
Yep.
I remember when gasoline cost a quarter a gallon.
I don't.
And it's the same gasoline.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
It was ethyl or high test or what, but it was the same gasoline.
I don't have to be somebody's grandmother in order to remember 79 cents gallon. Okay, I mean it wasn't that long ago that gas was less than a dollar. $1.50 is too much for gas.
Right.
$1 is too much for gas.
Of course it is.
All right, got to roll. Thank you, Andre. Listen, folks, Liz Brown and the Wake Up Call. Stay tuned for Floral Design Inside and Out with Scott Cooper. My name is Liz Brown. I will be back same time, same place tomorrow. Stay strong.
It is time for us to use our power. For power, nobody is going to give it to you. You were born with power.
Some very sad news for all of you and people who love peace all over the world. Martin Luther King was shot and was killed tonight in Memphis.
Say that progress is being made. If you took a knife and knife back 9 inches and pull it out 6 inches, there's no progress. You pull it all the way out, that's not progress. The progress is healing the wound that's below me.
I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. Tell me, brothers, how do you sustain?
But the hard truth is that not everyone is sharing in this city's splendor and glory. There are more poor than ever.